Welcome back. Everybody come on in and grab your seats. Make sure it's the one you sat in today. It will be yours throughout the rest of today and tonight. When you leave tonight, you want to take your things with you. How much lighter do you all feel? Yes. This morning's session, man, what a breakthrough. Some amazing, amazing things. And it's just begun, you guys. There's so much more that's coming for the rest of this. I will tell you, this afternoon's session transformed my life. And I used to not like talking to people at all. I used to not be able to manage things. And when you go through creating a dynasty, you're going to have tons of stuff coming at you for the entire weekend. I will connect with all of you guys. The biggest thing that I regret the most about not having back 27 years ago when I first plugged in was the MP3 recording. I wish if there's anything that I could have had was the MP3 recording of the weekend to go back, to remember where I was. My very first Creating a Dynasty, that was like a transformational moment in my life. And that's what truly changed every aspect is Creating a Dynasty and what you guys are going to experience here this weekend. But I just want to encourage you, if you haven't already gotten the MP3 of the weekend, make sure to grab it before you leave so you have time to go through everything that you're hearing. Go back through, fill in your notes, do that kind of stuff. Everybody by now hopefully knows where the restrooms are. You guys know the layout of the hotel, all of those kinds of things. So as far as housekeeping, pull out your phones, make sure, because we were just out there. How many of you didn't look at your phone? Awesome job. How many of you left it in the room? Wow. Good job, team. Great. Well, housekeeping, make sure to silence your cell phones. There's no audio video recording, so please do not take it. We'll come knock on your little shoulder and say, sorry, no audio video recording. That's what you signed when you registered. We do have live audio and video recording taking place, and again, that MP3 will be available for you. Without further ado, I do want to introduce a couple who has been plugging in for actually 3 years now, and they'll tell you guys the best, but all of you guys were at First Steps, and you heard the challenge of give me 1 year of your life and you won't recognize it. So if you guys can please help me welcome Tom and Karen Hayes to the stage. Share with us your 30-second story.
My 30-second story. Well, we're Tom and Karen Hayes. We're from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. That's a little suburb just southwest of Minneapolis. I should say it right. Minnesota. And prior to plugging into Danny Johnson, Karen and I, we had an e-commerce business. Wasn't doing real well with it, but we had dreams. And our dreams were to have the big log cabin on a lake, a couple of boats, 3 or 4 cars. Never thought about anybody else, ever. Well, then our first event was Cleveland, 2015. That Saturday night, we were supposed to sign up to come to the next one. Karen wanted nothing to do with it. She goes, I got it. We got this. We're good. I put my foot down. We're going. We're signing up for the next one. No, we're not. We are. She gave in, like the wise woman she is. And the next day, war on debt made her so angry that we've been coming back ever since.
Why did you come back?
We come back because of all of you. This community is about relationship. Because if you're struggling in your life in any way, shape, or form, you won't find better support than here. Not just from this great coach that we have. Mm-hmm. And listen, I have played football, not as far as Sean did, but I've never had a better coach than Danny. She knows how to coach people in a very loving manner, but really pushes you.
Yeah. Karen, you were angry with War on Debt. Why?
The exercise where you go through and find out how much you make and how much you kept.
Okay.
And it was really eye-opening and disgusting at the same time because we spent everything we were making.
Yep.
And it just made it very apparent. You can't keep doing what you're doing and think you're going to move ahead and then get the things out of life that you really want to do and to affect people and help people. It was just very obvious.
And in applying War on Debt, because you guys went back and applied it, what have you been able to do with War on Debt?
So far, he just went through the numbers.
I'm the Sapphire, and I sat down and went through all the numbers. If I can do it, you can do it. Since July of 2015, we paid off $301,805. $201,000 of that was just this week.
Nice.
If you have a rental property and it's not making you money, get rid of it. That's what we did. Not the one that Aaron... But anyway, we have close to $17,000 in savings and over $300,000 in investments.
Nice
and
job.
One rental property still, too.
Awesome. And you guys have been plugging in for 3 years.
Yes.
What's your favorite product?
My favorite is... Spirit-driven success.
Okay.
Totally my favorite. Any of you that know me know I'm all about spirituality and your relationship, because your relationship with our Creator will drive all your relationships here.
Awesome.
You have a good relationship with Him, you're going to have awesome relationships here. That's mine.
Awesome.
My favorite product is Time Secrets. Even though I'm detailed, I had a lot of distractions, like Hans mentioned this morning, and I would get home at night and not have a plan. I kept going the same and doing the same thing over and over and getting nowhere. And I was able to just go through Time Secrets, actually, from a January event and now set a theme for days. And so I'm learning to apply what you're going to be learning about later on this weekend in Time Secrets. So it's just been awesome to just rediscover how to use that product.
Awesome. And so I know First Steps, Creating a Dynasty, which event, what's mostly transformed your life?
For us, it's been Hot Marriage Secrets.
Ooh.
That Time Secrets I talked about, Wednesday nights, don't call us.
Nice. Tom, your face is a little red.
Am I turning red? You have to be at Hot Marriage Secrets. You have to be there.
And
you
why?
Are all going to be
you
graduates.
You say that, but why?
Why? Your relationship with your wife, your husband, will never be the same. Karen and I, before that, even being plugged into Danny for a couple of years, we were like roommates. There just wasn't much intimacy there. Oh, we hugged and kissed each other. A big deal. You know? Two ships passing in the night. Mwah. No, go to Hot Marriage Secrets. It'll totally, radically change your life.
It'll rock it,
seriously.
Too.
Seriously. And by the way, don't share a room with another couple.
Oh.
Because you won't be able to do the homework.
Awesome. Thank you both so much for coming up here, sharing your story. I know you guys are part of the Danny Johnson University curriculum as well, and you guys work with Diane McCracken as far as the accountability. I just want to say thank you for everything that you've poured into this community as well as us as a company. You guys have been applying what you've learned and taken it away. So thank you so much for being a part of here. Thank you for sharing your story. And if you guys will help us, welcome back.
So at this time, please help us welcome back our coach, America's favorite millionaire, Danny Johnson.
Wow, so I guess you guys are having more sex. Not right now. That's awesome. Look at her. Yes, we are.
No comment.
No comment. Yes, we are. Don't bug me on Wednesday night. It's amazing how much happier people have gotten after Hot Marriage Secrets. Really, it was quite shocking. Yes, and this weekend you'll hear about when that is taking place and where. And unfortunately, there's only a select small group of people that are allowed into that particular event for lots of different reasons. And so it'll be a first-come, first-served basis on that. And there's an application, actually. You have to submit an application. We don't want anyone there that doesn't need to be there. So it's not for the curious. And singles are allowed. The singles had an amazing time there last time. And actually, we've had a couple weddings. No, I think we've had one wedding. Is it just one wedding? But we've had a few singles who were at hot marriage that are now dating over there. These guys got married. Really? Awesome, girl. I'm so proud of you. Wow. Good job. Yeah, it just brings a lot of healing to all that relational stuff that stops you from finding somebody. Anyway. Okay, so 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you why I look like this. And first of all, I have no pain at all. I have none. I'm on no pain medication at all. I have no foreign objects in my body at all. I just have one on top of my leg. So just so you know, like, I'm not on painkillers or anything like that, and I'm not struggling with any pain. I've had no pain at all with my leg, okay? I'm not even on Advil, I don't take Tylenol, none of that kind of stuff. So if you're thinking that that's going to inhibit my communication with you, think again. So I'm eating super healthy, and it's keeping the swelling out of my body. I took my boot off when I went up there. There's no swelling on my leg, just right around my little part of my ankle. There's a little bit, so there's not, my foot isn't all big and yucca. It doesn't look very pretty, but it's gross. Just black and blue, you know, everywhere. Anyway, so what happened was that this nearly 50-year-old grandmother of eight loves the dirt bike. And so we had some friends over, like Brian Niederhaus and Kristen, who doesn't get on a dirt bike, but he likes to wreck the pedal ones. Anyway, he's a racer. He's a racer, this kind of bike. Okay? Anyway, so, you know, we were up on our property, and then, you know, my son-in-law takes out my dirt bike, which is a 250 Kawasaki. It's a 2018 250 Kawasaki. That's my bike. So who here understands dirt bikes? Okay, well, a 250 Kawasaki is a racing bike. It's very light. It has a big, giant, powerful engine. And that's what I ride. You can just go, dang, girl. Now I'm impressed. So I have full gear, right? So anyway, so Brian and Kristen are there. Butch and Diane McCracken are there. And we're just hanging out in our shop. We have this huge metal building where our house is being built. And we just, on Sundays, we hang out in that metal building and play music from our original sound system, by the way, from the First Steps to Success from 20 years ago, right? So we have our original sound system in there. We blare the heavy metal or whatever else is blaring in there. And so anyway, my son-in-law takes the bike out. I wasn't necessarily planning on riding, but all of my gear is in the shop. I don't take it home with me. The gear's in the shop. So anyway, my son-in-law takes it out, and he's just, bah, 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 you know that sound? That sound calls my first, middle, and last name. It does. It was wooing me. So I got wooed over to behind the place where I get changed. I put all my gear on. I'm like, I held out for about 45 minutes. I didn't get on. I'm like, no, you know, I'm okay. And then, bah, bah, I'm like, I'll just go for a little ride. And Kristen turns out she used to ride four-wheelers. Right? That's cute. We have a four-wheeler, and it's a little racing one. It's actually a racer also, because my husband just likes everything that's really fast. And so anyway, so we have this racing four-wheeler, and so she's going to get on it. She hasn't been on a four-wheeler in a really long time. And I'm like, you know, I'll take you out. I'll take you, and I'll show you where the track is, and I'll take you around the property, whatever. So she's going through a little lesson. I'm on my bike, and I start just getting a little bit more comfortable, you know, on it, because we've had it for like a month, and it's a lot faster than my old dirt bike was. My old dirt bike was a 250 Kawasaki, but it was 2004. It's a heavy bike, right? It's a heavier bike. And I rode that one very comfortably, like all over the place, up and down mountains and in dirt and mud and all that kind of stuff, just because it's kind of fun. So anyway. So I do my loop and looping around, and I'm, you know, okay, I'm getting up to third gear, feeling, okay, all right, feeling good. Is there anybody here that your brain and your body sometimes doesn't connect? Okay. No, I'm being deadly serious. This is a thing that I've had my whole life. No, seriously. Like, my brain thinks my feet are doing something and they're not. Like, does anyone here ever have a disconnect with your brain and your feet? Okay, I personally have that. It is. Meaning, I didn't learn for the longest time, actually until probably adulthood, my right and left hand and right and left leg. I'm not exaggerating. I was one of those kids that couldn't make this figured out. Yeah, the L. Left. Okay, so anyway, I had a moment. I was, first of all, the throttle, which is the juice on the bike, it's on your right hand. So I'm turning away from the shop. I see that Kristen is still taking a lesson from Hans, and I'm turning, and I see when you turn the bike and you're holding on to that throttle too hard, guess what happens? You make it go. So I popped a wheelie. I've popped three wheelies on this bike. Not trying, ever. Not on purpose. I pop a wheelie, and I run directly into the metal building with my finger. I broke my finger. It's all purple right there. I cut off the purple blood blister that had died last Sunday, because that was on top of it. So I broke the top of my finger. So it had a, it was all, the whole thing was all black, all right here. So it's not black anymore, just underneath my fingernail. And it's not that bad finger. See, it's my ring finger. It's just kind of fun. So anyway, so I ran into the middle of the building. So right, I pop a wheelie, run into the metal building with my finger. There's a big dent in the metal building now. And then I hit the metal building, flip over with the bike on my leg as I'm sliding on concrete into a big thing of wood. When I hit the thing of wood, I stopped. But the bike kept going and ran into a big old shelf. So I got up laughing. I did. You can ask everyone that was there. I got up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm alive. I was totally laughing because I was like, wow, I am awake and I'm alive. This is awesome. Like, seriously. And if I didn't have my boots on, which is pretty much looks like this, okay, dirt riding bikes, they're like covered in metal and all kinds of stuff, and they're super heavy. If I didn't have this on, I would be in surgery right now. So anyway, so for 8 days, I didn't know I broke my leg. And I did laundry, I cooked for Shabbat, I went to the office, I did the mom's webinar the next day. I cooked every night. I did the prospecting and closing classes. I just kept living my life, just walking around my house, all this stuff. On Mother's Day, I woke up and it was still really big and swollen. And I thought, it's been 8 days. Dynasty is in 4 days. I'm wondering if I should maybe, just for peace of mind, get an x-ray to see if maybe I might have done something to it besides spraining it. So I go to the prompt care on Sunday morning. The doctor, they take an x-ray. I don't see the doctor till after the x-ray. The doctor comes in. Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Hi, I'm doctor. My name is Ashley. Hi, Ashley, how are you? She goes, a whole lot better than you, honey. And I'm like, really? Like, what do you mean? She goes, you done broke that leg. I went, what? She says, you broke it and broke it real good. In fact, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have a really good chance, high chance for surgery. That's how bad you broke this leg. I can't believe you're walking around. You cannot walk around any longer. And I'm like, so we're going to put a cast on it. I said, can I go home and take a shower first? I need to shave my legs. I need to take a shower before I got here. Please, can I go take a shower first? She's like, no, we need to put a cast on. I'm like, can I pee? Like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to have a cast put on. I got some things I have to think about first. So anyway, I literally head out to the bathroom. I come back, and she says, okay, listen, you can put a boot on. Tomorrow you need to go see an orthopedic surgeon. Bottom line is I end up in front of the right surgeon. They had an appointment for me at 1 o'clock, which was a total miracle. The guy's always booked. He did my dad's surgery on his knee. Bottom line, I do not need surgery, and we're all good. My leg didn't shift. There's all these different kinds of things that could have happened. When you break your ankle, it's like a domino. You break all three. That didn't happen. So just my outer, whatever that thing is, got crushed. And it's broken in several places. But I have no pain. Still, even now, I don't have any pain. It's healing. I'm feeling good. Went through the airport on this thing just going, whee! So anyway, thanks, Chad. was really sweet of you. Anyway, so I wanted to give you the 5-minute update on that's why we have this. And I weighed my ego with the goal of lives being changed here this weekend. And I figured, you know what? I could look stupid for 3 days. Or we can cancel an event. And if we cancel an event, it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars on you and us. And so it was like, you know, so there will be people that are going to complain if my leg was perfect. People complain, right? So no matter what, someone's going to complain about something. And rather than your lives being disrupted, I was like, let's just give it a shot. I have no pain. I still have a mouth. Is it a little embarrassing to have this thing in front of me? Nah. I literally fought through all the humiliation thoughts and ideas and all that crap. And you know what I thought to myself? These are the greatest people on earth to be able to do this in front of. That's exactly what the conclusion I came up with. These are the greatest people on earth. And I know they'll be encouraging, I know they'll be gracious, and I'm not concerned. And no matter what, we'll have the same old complainers complain, and we'll have the same old people go, this is the best event ever! Okay, so that's literally what we're going to experience here this weekend. And so I have no plans of not doing this. We're going to do this, we're going to do it well. And I love the artist that we had up here on stage. Man, that was awesome. It's the best the board has ever looked. and creating a dynasty, just like First Steps and what will Hot Marriage Secrets be, there's never two that are ever the same. You cannot, like, this thing is not a scripted out thing. Do you understand? We do have exercises. Most of this weekend is exercises. So I don't do a lot of teaching here anyway. I do a lot of sitting. So that makes dynasty an easier thing to do anyway. If this was First Steps, I might have thought twice. But it's not. So this is an easier event on me anyway as the person leading the event. I'm just a facilitator here at Creating a Dynasty versus the speaker at First Step Success. So you all are the ones that are actually going to make the difference in each other's lives. I'm just going to give you assignments to do. So how was this morning? Yeah. I will tell you that from following the fruit to the root, man, there's usually quite often a mother or a father there. And you could have the greatest of parents. You really could have the greatest of parents. And yet there still is things that happen, whether it's circumstantial things that happen or they don't know how to handle something. You know what I mean? Or they might have said something to you and you in the wrong frame of mind received it as something else. Do you understand? You could have, well, let me just explain it like this. God the Father is the perfect parent. And his kids are jacked. The most loving, you know, doesn't discipline in anger. Do you understand? He's perfect in every way, and you're jacked up. So do you understand what I mean? So it's never about being the perfect parent or having perfect parents. It's about the journey of life comes with scenarios that we have to deal with, that we have to be able to emotionally handle correctly, that we have to learn from, that we have to grow from. And so 98% of the population doesn't want to do that. They just want to get hardened and more hardened and more hardened. So this morning, the entire purpose of this morning was getting that heart softened up, because all those roots that are all tying up your entire heart that constricts it, that you can even feel chest pains from it, all that stress, all that pressure, okay? If we loosen up that root system tonight, we're going to deal with the major dirty business, and that is totally killing those roots and anything that is there that should not be there. But before we get on to tonight, we're going to switch gears over to Gems Reloaded. And I'm going to show you, we're going to go into a deeper understanding of gems. And for the rest of the entire weekend, it's going to be about gems. And it's going to be about your mind keeping gems in mind as you're walking through each and every exercise that we walk through. So we're going to deepen your communication skills and your ability to discover the gem easier, as well as the language in which they speak. Remember at First Steps, I had given the example that, like, let's just pretend like the emeralds, where are we? Emeralds. That they speak Japanese or German, right? And the rubies speak what? English. And the sapphires? Spanish. And the pearls speak French, right? So they literally have a different vocabulary. Each one of the gems has a totally different vocabulary from the other. Yeah, we have some common words, but even the common words that we share have a different understanding. So we're going to help you understand yourself better, and you're going to learn to understand the others that are in your life better and how better to communicate with them. So first, I need new people who are new sapphires here. Can I see the new sapphires? Please stand to your feet. Okay. All right. So brand new sapphires. Thank you, Chad. The brand new sapphires, I want to know who here that you wonder if you have anything other than sapphire in you. Like, it is sapphire, like on steroids. I am so sapphire. My house is a disaster. I came with 3 suitcases. Okay. I am like super high energy. Come on, mama. Yep, she wins. She's like, that's me. Okay, he's very strong ruby secondary, so yes, and the ruby probably would come out here on stage. All right, so can I have you all sit down? And then what I need is a pearl. I need brand new pearls, though. Brand new person here for the first time, and you are a pearl. And okay, so these are all the pearls. Now, next... the pearls, if you wonder if there's anything else in you, like you are just so pearl to the bone, I need who you are, meaning that you gave your last shirt to somebody, and you are constantly serving others, and she's staying right there, and let's see, she's like, she just sat down. Okay, but she doesn't think she is. Is your secondary emerald? Yeah, you. You don't know? Okay, come on, honey. He's like, that's my wife. Trust me, she's a pearl. Okay, so then I need the brand new rubies in the house. Okay, brand new rubies. And how many of you, you're like so hardcore to the bone? Like it's win or die. Nope, sorry, done with the women. So women, sit down. I already got 2 ladies. Come on, sweetheart. So now it's a ruby man, like hardcore to the bone. He's like, I'm not sure. You think it's you? What'd you say? Sure? You're 1,000%. Okay, come. Okay, I got him. Hi. Good, how are you? Okay, and now emeralds. Emerald men. I just need the emerald men to stand, please. The sapphire will sell him all day long. Okay, hold on. So, emerald men, I need the very meticulous, always on time. If you're a CPA, your underwear are organized. Socks are color coordinated. Your car is clean and perfectly maintained. Everything is neat and orderly, and if it's not, you blow a gasket? All right. Is that your son? She's pointing at him. That is my son. He blows a gasket. Nice to see you. All right, so here are our contestants, and can we have the handout that is under behind tab 1 called Mastering Gems? We're going to pass this out. Okay. And what I want you to pay attention to is you're going to see what is on this list. And what's on this list is going to tell you to pay attention to like the handshake. These are just a few places of how you can recognize what the gem is, how you can actually find them. And again, it's called Mastering Gems. And this handout will help to guide you of what I want you to pay attention to specifically. Okay. She can't help herself. She's just giggling away. She cannot help herself. Giggle, giggle, giggle. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. It was a good pick. I mean, a stunning, stellar pick. For sure. 73 years. She says, I've been doing this for 73 years. It's amazing. It's amazing. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to mirror each gem, and I am going to show you how to communicate. Remember, 93% of all communication is nonverbal, okay? So on this list, as you can see, we're wanting you to pay attention to the language. I want you to hear some of the terminology that is used, right? Because there is a language for the sapphires, and there is for all the gems. I want you to pay attention to the tone of voice, their overall look, handshake, their body language, facial expressions, their interests. We're going to ask them what they do for a living, what they like about it, what they don't like about it. Now, those last two things at the very bottom, what you like about what you do, what you don't like about what you do, that generally pretty quickly gives you what the gem is. That's the easiest way in a conversation to determine. Not 100%. Do you understand? Because everyone has that primary and they have that secondary. So you really want to listen more than just what they like and what they don't like, and don't make assumptions. But it's especially if we're trying to build relationship, you want people to talk. So just through form, we're going to discover some of these things. So can I have the sapphire? Come over here with me. Well, there you have it. Okay. All right. So you and I met in Dallas. Or was it D.C.?
It was San Diego.
It was San Diego. Wow. It seems like, hi, good to see you again, gorgeous.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. I love you.
You're so awesome. I'm so happy to see you here.
Thank you.
Yes. How's your husband? Okay.
He had a seizure about 6 weeks ago.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so sorry. He had a seizure 6 weeks ago.
But the...
That was my fault.
That's okay. But the exciting thing is that we are discovering things like Moringa and from the Dead Sea, and it's starting to help me mm-hmm. be more calm. Mm. So there's some good things that have
That's
come
awesome.
Out.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so tell everybody your name.
My name is Shari Houston.
Shari. Mm-hmm. And Shari, where are you from?
I'm from Sheridan, Oregon.
Awesome. And where's that at?
It is, yes, Oregon, and it's close to the ocean.
Nice.
Yes.
So across from Portland or from Salem. Grants Pass?
No, across from Salem. Oh,
so is that,
it's
middle, that's more north?
Yeah, it's more middle of okay. the state, and so we're like about 45 minutes from the ocean.
So 45 minutes away from the ocean.
Right.
That's awesome.
It is.
How often do you get to go see the ocean?
I would like to do it once a month, but... Yeah, it's gas, and I'm trying to learn at Dynasty and First Steps to Success how to make more money.
Yeah, that would be good. So you could do what?
So I can be able to help people on war on debt, mm-hmm. and I've just started wholesaling, mm-hmm. finding sellers and buyers, putting them together.
Nice.
And I just started, I haven't quite launched it yet, a website mm-hmm. called tipsfromgrandma.org.
Nice. I love it. That's really smart.
Yes.
I like that.
Because I've done a lot of really fun things, like I was a hospital clown.
Nice. Really? What else? Okay, so wait. Tell me what's been your most favorite profession.
Oh, clowning.
Clowning?
Yes.
Tell
yes.
me more about that. You're like the most favorite grandma ever.
I know.
Seriously, and, right?
Well, and when I saw one of your shows, and I plug
about
and play.
Fun?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were going, you need to teach me how to
have fun.
Yes. Yeah. And I kept thinking, oh, I've got to send her some props.
That's awesome. Okay, so when was the first time you were ever a clown?
1984.
Okay, and where?
In La Grande, Oregon.
Uh-huh. What were you doing? Clowning for who?
The hospital.
Nice.
The little hospital. And actually, Danny, clowning saved my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I had gone through 8 months of clinical suicide depression.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And I don't know what a vision is, but if I had a vision, I had got to the end of the sidewalk, and I was going into the field, and I said, Lord, because I was born out of wedlock, mm-hmm. and because of that and other things, making wrong decisions, and that's why I relate to your story so much. Mm-hmm. I said, God, if you don't do something, I've caused so much pain to my mom and my husband that I'm done. And I knew God loved me, but when I hit the end of the sidewalk and I was going into the field, some of you are old enough to know about Esther Williams and in the swim tank, and that's literally what it felt like, is that I walked into a swim tank of liquid, sparkling love. And it was weird because there were three pine trees about 70, 80 feet high, and it was like all of a sudden I was up at the top. And I didn't see God, but it was like he was there. And I was looking down over his shoulder at this little tiny me at mm-hmm. his feet. And it was all silent. And it was like I saw these laughter rolling off of his chest. And then all
wow.
of a sudden I was back there. And it hit me in my stomach. And I bent over and I went, you actually enjoy me.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. it just, and then boom, it was gone. And I turned around and
just like
I walked.
That. Vroom.
Yeah, it did. Seriously. Oh. I mean, yes.
That's awesome. That's
and
awesome.
And so I'm walking back.
So you started clowning from that experience.
Yeah. Well, the clincher on it was I was walking back and I said, okay, but now what? I'm still depressed. And this question came to my mind that I knew was God because he said, why don't you become a clown? And I started to laugh. And I went, wait a minute. This has to be your idea because I would never come up with
something. Yeah, how does a depressed person dress up as a clown?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And so you make people laugh.
Yes. And
you bring joy. And you like to do this in hospitals.
Yes.
And this is really awesome.
Yeah. And I was a freelance writer. I am a freelance writer. Mm-hmm. And so I knew to do research. And it's just a whole journey. And so
right.
I am writing my book called God Taught Me to Laugh Again.
Nice.
He put me in a clown
That's
suit.
A great title.
He put me in a clown suit to save me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
So
okay.
anything
so you
else
like
you would like to know?
Oh, I could talk to you for hours. I could talk to you for hours.
Right.
Okay, so you professionally are a clown.
Yes, I am. My name is Sunshine Cherry.
Sunshine Cherry. Okay, and what do you love about being a clown?
I love the fact that I can shock people, that I can surprise them and make them smile, especially when they're sick. But
yeah.
I also learned with hospital clowning, it's a whole different one. I've done all venues. I've
right.
done parks and, you know,
right.
kids and home visits. But I learned to respect people's space.
Mm-hmm.
And a hospital room is not a room. And they're always invaded.
Sure.
But I've treated it as their home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I poke my head in and they say, no, I say, okay, bye, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
So I hand out what I call splashes of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're little blue rocks. And I tell people that after losing my hair 3 times, you learn to appreciate every day above ground. And I don't call raindrops anymore raindrops. I call them splashes of joy from Jesus.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, we're going to pause that right here.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on. What do you not like about clowning?
That it takes so much of my energy now that I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do it as much as I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you wish you had more energy to do more?
Yes. Does that answer it?
Yeah, that answers it right there. Okay, so let's pause that out. All right, okay. So whenever you encounter a sapphire, they love to move their body into yours.
Mm.
See? Okay. And the handshake... She's doing this. I'm just following along right now. Seriously, I'm. This isn't me doing that. She's. There you go. There she goes. She can't help herself. She has to move it. And notice the giggle. We giggle.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the body language of the Sapphire, where did you pick up? And by the way, graduates, I want you to give the opportunity for the brand new people to be able to learn. So I want you to not know the right answer. I want them to have the opportunity to speak up. Okay. And by the way, that's a higher level of leadership. To sit back and to hear and watch somebody else's process of learning. It really is. It's a higher level of leadership, and that's creating a space for someone else to grow versus giving them a cheat by giving them the answer before they had the chance to think of it themselves. Okay? Really important for leadership is to give your team the opportunity to say what's on their mind, to give your team the opportunity to hear what's inside of them. So you leaders who have been here before, I want you to practice that in every session that we do. So for the first timers, what did you notice about her body language? She's moving a lot. Yep. And so he said expressive. Someone said moving. Yes, because guess what? Through movement, they express themselves. Do you understand? A sapphire express themselves through their body moving around. So did you notice the trees? And over there? Okay. She's talking with her hands all over the place. She sees the trees.
Yeah.
She sees the ocean. She sees Oregon. She sees where Salem is and directly over. directly over. Right? Directly over is the ocean. Okay? So sapphires like to talk with their hands. They like to express themselves with their entire body. It's just not part of their body. What about her tone? What did you notice with her tone? Yeah, her tone is expressive, but tell me how that is. And by the way, those of you who are writing, meaning those of you who are not answering, you should be writing down what you're observing. Take time to soak in what a sapphire is. Okay, so someone said expressive in her tone, but can you explain that to me? She's giggly, it's bubbly. What else? Lots of inflections, you're right. Yeah, her that if there was a graph of her voice, it's not this, it's woo, dee-dee, right? Okay. What else did you notice about her? Very optimistic, right? That can turn a negative situation into what? A very positive one, right? Okay. Yeah, real and transparent. There's nothing to hide. And generally, that's how sapphires are. They're very just outside of themselves, right? They say things that they didn't know that maybe others think you shouldn't say. Okay? Which there isn't a, no, you shouldn't have said it. Like, it's the reality. Like, this is who I am. I'm not trying to hide who I am. This is just who I am. Okay, what else? Joyful. Yes, very joyful. And how interesting that, I'm not going to say it. I want you to learn it yourselves. So what do you mean she's joyful? Radiates joy and happiness. Mm-hmm. Laughs a lot. Yep.
And that's after three nights of sleep and missing my air yesterday.
You missed your plane?
Uh-huh. Mm. And so I traveled.
I'm not going to ask you how that happened. I'm not going to ask at all how that happened. So hold on. Okay. So what else? Come on, talk to me. Yeah, but what kind of details? Okay, that's awesome. What? Gave me details of everything I didn't necessarily need to know. Well, really? That if we're understanding people and we're learning about people, these are the details you want to pay attention to. Very hard for the emerald and the ruby to go like, why are we talking about this? Why are we talking? What does this have to do with anything? Okay, but I'm going to show you something right now that'll shock the poop out of you. Watch this. Okay. Let's just keep going. Keep discovering. I noticed that you're not taking any notes on the sapphire, but you need them in your life really badly. Okay? Very, very badly. Okay, so what else did you notice? Come on.
Tangents.
Say again.
Tangents.
Yes, tangents. What else?
Relational.
Very relational. And there's a great strength inside of this gem that you haven't said yet. Very creative, but there's another word better than creative that describes her.
Flexible.
It starts with a, thank you, innovative. innovative.
Wow, what does that mean?
Those personalities need. Innovative. So innovation. Innovation. I'm going to grab that mic. Okay, innovation. Innovation is how the world changes. Innovators are world changers. Innovators are world changers. And somebody that has the ability to understand a sapphire and work with them and draw innovation out of them, creating a safe place for them to innovate. Rubies and emeralds control environments. And they tend to not have a lot of sapphires around them because they don't have the ability to recognize. Yeah, come closer, baby, come closer. They don't have the ability to recognize that actually this is how things get done faster. Innovation, yes, innovation makes things happen faster. They help things get done more efficient. They turn things upside down. It's not rain, it's what? Drops of what? Drops of joy, splashes of joy. Splashes of joy, okay? So they're not raindrops, which is a what? That's a technical term for what's falling out of the clouds. Raindrops, precipitation, okay? But these are splashes of joy. That's innovative. The whole concept of the website, the name of that website, Tips for Grandma? Tips from Grandma. Very innovative, okay? So they are creators, but also innovators. And when they're given the space to innovate, they'll come up with all kinds of great ideas. Where there are some personalities that are very dry with ideas, you need a sapphire in your life to disrupt your thinking. It's a great strength to have a disruptor on a team, a disruptor of thinking. But when you don't have the leadership and the maturity to understand and recognize that that's a great strength, you keep those people out because you think you're getting more done. But you're actually getting less done. Notice some great titles, the title of the book. God Taught Me to Laugh Again. Wow. Great title. That's a great title of a book. Especially in a time and in a place and in our world where people don't laugh very much. I don't know if you've noticed that. That we actually have to pay to go to some funny movie to laugh, or we go see a comedian to laugh. So there's a need of laughter in the world today. It's a great title of a book. God Taught Me to Laugh Again. I think that has some potential. And the Tips from Grandma website, tipsfromgrandma.com. Start blogging about it. Start showing grandmas how to do crazy things. I need to learn how to have fun, I promise you. Maybe for a while, not on a dirt bike. Jeez, for at least 7 more weeks. I think I'll be looking for a 154 stroke instead of a 250 two-stroke. We have a 154 stroke that I will not get on that. I at least have some kind of wisdom to know to not get on the KTM. KTM, it's a beast. Hans rides that one. I don't know how he stays on it. Because the sucker just goes bop, 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 all over the place. Like I'd be flipping and falling everywhere. So we notice that her tone is bubbly, lots of inflections. What is her face like? Animated. She's alive. She's alive. She's animated. She expresses with her eyes, her eyebrows, her smile, her everything. Like everything lights up when she's communicating. Okay? Her giggles, all of it. Okay? There's another strength that you didn't recognize yet. And it has to do with people. Yep. So she's saying she treats you as though she's known you your whole life. There's no awkwardness. There's no stiffness. Okay, that's true. Very connected to people. Yes, she is connected to people, but there's another thing about people. There's another strength that you're not recognizing yet. You'll find it. She is an inspirer. She is a motivator, but that's not the one I'm talking about with people. Say again. doesn't care what people think about her per se, but she does care about what people think. There's a great strength that she has, and that is an awareness of other people's feelings. There's a great awareness about how other people feel, and where do we find the information to support that statement I just gave? She peeks into the hotel room. She peeks into the hospital room and does what? She peeks in. She understands that this may or may not be the right time. So she is aware of how people feel. She's not going to just barge in with herself, but she's aware and wants to honor, is this person in a good shape and frame of mind for me to enter into this conversation? So there's a large people awareness with sapphires. So if you're trying to create a product or you're trying to innovate something, talk to a sapphire about it. You want to draw their opinion out. When a sapphire is around a bunch of rubies and emeralds, they're going to keep their mouth shut. They are, because they're afraid of being rejected. So they tend not to participate, and they tend not to give their opinion. They tend not to just let it rip with something wild and crazy. And the wild and crazy thing that they may say will have a tendency of being so left field and totally unrelated, but it spurs the mind of something else that then leads to a solution of something or leads to a title of something. Okay, so again, they're sparks. They bring sparks in places that start a fire. Okay, so if you're wanting to know how someone's going to respond to your product, do you understand, or your service, or a new change that's coming from the company, some new policies that need to be put in play, you want to draw from them their perception on how they think that's going to be received outside of you. Because an emerald or a ruby is going to say, well, who cares? We're just going to go make it happen and it doesn't matter. We'll deal with it. Seriously. And they're right. You will deal with it. You will deal with it. But the sapphire, in that kind of a meeting, it's important to draw their information out of them. It's important to draw the innovation out of them and create that safe space that they can communicate freely in, because they literally are sparks of innovation in a meeting. They're sparks of innovation in a family. They're sparks of innovation that get the brain unstuck. And how many of you have brains that get stuck? You probably don't have enough sapphires around you. Yep. But they're the ones that drop something and it's like, whoa, yes, right? And again, it may not be related, but it causes your brain to go jump a track and go, oh man, that'll work. And this is how it will work. Make sense? Okay, when you encounter a sapphire, there's a way for you to communicate body language to them. Is this helping anybody? Is this making any sense to you? Okay, awesome. So how many of you now see more value of a sapphire than what you saw before? Okay, good. And they want to please. She's like, oh, I do. Wow, I didn't know. What's the word innovation mean? It's you. It's you. Okay, come over here. Whenever you encounter a sapphire, I want to show you how not to approach a sapphire, okay? This is how not to approach them.
Hi, Danny.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Oregon.
You're from Oregon?
Yes, I am.
Really? What part of Oregon? What's the population?
I think 26,000 or something. Yeah.
How long have you been in Oregon?
Most of my life. Yeah. But
are you feeling really uncomfortable right now?
As a matter of fact, yes. Move!
This is a 73-year-old that's jumping up and down telling me to move. Move! Do something! Okay? That's how you do not approach a sapphire. Do not approach a sapphire as a ruby or an emerald, because you scare them.
Yeah.
And it causes them to clam up and they feel like they're in trouble.
Exactly.
They feel like they're being interrogated. They feel like they're not safe.
Yeah.
Just simply with what? A very still approach, hand out, too intense with my eyes. Okay?
She's she's good.
That's how you don't approach a sapphire. You want to be warm,
hi,
and relational. Oh, are you? You're like, but Danny, that's not me. You're right. You're right. It's not you. And write this down. It's not about you. Loving your neighbor is not about you.
Wow.
I've been to many foreign countries. Right now I'm learning Hebrew twice a week.
Awesome.
And I'm learning that language for a couple of different reasons. And when you learn a language, you learn to speak the language the way the language is spoken. Do you hear what I'm saying? How many of you ever learned a foreign language? You don't use your American accent when you're learning Spanish. You have to learn the Spanish accent. Do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot speak Hebrew as an American. Exactly. Exactly my entire point right there. That is it right there, because does not exist in the American vernacular. Okay, it doesn't exist in it, right? So when you learn a foreign language, you have to speak the foreign language in the tongue of which the language is. So me as an emerald, my natural whatevers is not to like light up my eyes and, hey, how's it going? Gosh, it's so good to see you. I'm so happy to be here with you. Okay, that is not my natural.
But she greeted me the very first time I was there.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
you made it really easy to discover that you were a sapphire. Just as you're making it easy right now, you are wearing the same tiara.
The reason I wear it is it gives me favor with security guards, because when they...
Here it is again. Here it is again. Very deep innovator and a deep understanding of other people.
Yeah.
Knows how to make a friend with other people, okay? Yeah. All right, so this is where those kind of great ideas come from. Great marketers are sapphires.
Yeah.
Great marketers are sapphires, okay? All right, and great salespeople are sapphires. Great business people are sapphires, as long as they have a couple of those to clean up the mess.
Please, yes. Yeah.
Collect all the kill, organize it, pay the taxes. Okay? Count the money, because she has no idea how much came in.
No, I don't.
And nor does she care.
No.
No. Okay. All right. So I just showed you how to approach a sapphire. Here's another thing. And again, it's not about you. We are such a self-centered society, more than any society before us, I believe with my whole heart. We're all about self-service. What you're going to learn how to do this weekend is how to stand out above everybody else by not being self-centered and self-serving, but to serve other people. And everyone has a different language than you. The other personalities around you have a different language than you. So there's a way that they can receive words from you, and there's a way that they reject words from you. Mm-hmm. There's a way they reject your approach, and there's a way that they will receive your approach. All depending on, again, if it's about you just being you and I'm just going to be me and that's just the way it is, well, then you go ahead and live with the life that you have right now. Stay right where you're at. But if you want things to change in this area of relationship and business to follow and wealth to be created, wealth, generational wealth of your family, the wealth of relationships, the wealth of health, you know that bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness leads to cancer, stroke, and heart disease? Do you know these things rot you out from the inside? And what are those things caused by? What's it caused by? Relationships. It's hardened heart against other people. It's not hardened heart against something that's inanimate. You're not like, I need to forgive my car. No. I don't think someone's car was on the list today. Do you understand? It's all about people. And so it's people as a source of our pain or it's a source of our joy. Okay, so bottom line is you can continue to walk through life serving yourself and wanting everyone to speak your language. And by the way, you grads, you know, my husband doesn't talk to me in sapphire. Like, grow up. You are in the selfish place of he should be speaking my language to me. No, you should be doing what? Speaking his to him.
Right.
Speak his to him. And vice versa, husbands to wives, okay? All right, hold it. They love to talk. Okay, now, here's something else I want to show you. I want to show you something that's really, really important. I need a contractor. I need a realtor. I need somebody in the... I need a doctor. Do we have a doctor?
Hold on.
Okay, where? First of all, let me start with the contractors. Who here is in construction? Stand up. Okay, so we have contractors. Okay. Contractors are on their feet. Mr. Blue. Shirt. Yes. Shepherd, right? Okay. And then realtor, stand up. Realtors. Nakia, come with me. Then I need somebody that's in the medical profession. Okay, is there any doctors that are here? That's a whole bunch of doctors. Okay, she's already come forward. Okay, do you want to examine my leg? Wait, nowadays you have to be a specialist. Ridiculous. Okay, I need you professionals over here for me. Okay, and then I need somebody that's in direct sales. I need a direct seller. Okay, blue shirt, come forward. All right, cool. How are you? Come on, handsome. Okay, let me have that mic. All right, so what I'm going to show you how to do now is communicate and build community and build relationship with a sapphire, okay? So let's pretend that the sapphire, are you going to buy a house or are you wanting to build a house? Do you need to go to the doctor, or are you looking for a direct sales business?
I want to go to the doctor.
You want to go to the doctor. I love this idea. Doctor, please come. Just, you're my placeholder. Stand right there. Here's the doctor. Okay. So I'm the receptionist. Okay, I'm the receptionist. She needs to go to the doctor. The doctor's in her room. Here, I'm going to have you. I love those shoes, by the way, doctor. And those toes are something else. Here we go. They are cool, aren't they? That's like really, really perfect for the sapphire. Okay, so here we go. So you're going to come. I'm behind that glass, you know, that goes like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm the receptionist.
Can we change to the real estate?
Nope. I want you to pay very close attention. Because there, I just went through this experience, so I have a lot to say about this. Okay, I've been to several doctor's offices in the last week. Okay, so what I want to show you is that business follows relationship. And how our employees address the person coming through the door and how they direct and frame the mind of the business determines trust or distrust, determines whether or not someone wants to refer you, determines whether or not they are going to do what you say. It is all based on that first impression and how we frame the conversation. So I'm going to show you how to frame the conversation correctly when you're talking to a sapphire, okay? I'm also going to show you how to edify a coworker. I'm the receptionist. I make 10 bucks an hour. This is the doctor who possibly makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year as a doctor. Unless she's in California, then she's going broke. Because of all the insurance nonsense and ridiculousness that's there. It makes me so mad. Doctors have gone to college and... it's disgusting. Okay, so I love your thing. Okay, so you go ahead and come in and I'm at the desk and... Yep, perfect. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I have an appointment with Dr. Smith.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Danny.
Hi,
nice to
Danny.
Meet you.
Yeah,
I hope everything's okay.
Well, not really.
Really?
Yeah, I have a tummy ache.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Gosh, and the last thing you want to do is fill out any paperwork, right?
Oh, yeah. Please, can you do that for me?
I just so wish I can, but I don't know everything about you. So listen, this is what we're going to do. First
okay.
of all, you are so very blessed because Dr. Smith is so amazing. She is not only fun, wait till you check out her toes. Anyway, She is so fun, and she just really cares about our patients. Yes, and you're just going to really, now obviously you can see the waiting room is kind of full, and I know you probably don't want to wait at all, but you are so going to love meeting with her. It's going to be such a meaningful experience. She's going to be like your most favorite friend ever and your most favorite doctor you've ever had in your life, and you're in such good hands, and I'm just excited for you to meet her. Okay? So to pass some time, I just need you to fill out these 17 pages. Okay, so it's really not that bad. And you know, it's like so annoying. You gotta fill out your name like 6 times.
Oh, okay.
But do you think you could do that for me? And the sooner that we can get those pages done, the sooner I can get you in to see Dr. Smith, who you're just gonna love.
You know, my stomach is really starting to hurt really bad.
I'm so sorry. I really. Would you like some water?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get you some water.
All right.
So here, take this and see that pretty blue chair right over there.
Yeah.
Sit down on that chair and just go. And you know what? If you feel like you need to doodle on that page, you go right ahead and doodle. If it makes it go by better.
I want you to be the receptionist from now on at the doctor.
I know. Okay, awesome. So we'll be with you in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome.
All right.
How many of you have never had that experience at a doctor's office? Could you imagine if you did?
I'd be afraid. I would leave.
You're right, because you're not a sapphire. She's like, I would leave. You're right, because I wasn't speaking sapphire. I was speaking sapphires. You're a pearl. I wasn't speaking pearl. When you come to the doctor's office, I will be a nice pearl. Okay, so imagine that to a sapphire, I am edifying the doctor, who has all these degrees and 10 years of schooling and 10 years of experience, and she's going to practice on her. Okay, so that's what doctors do. They practice. Same with attorneys. Anyway, so the bottom line is I just edified this doctor as a sapphire, to a sapphire. I wouldn't dare do that to an emerald. Wouldn't dare do that to a ruby. No way. I would edify the doctor as a ruby to the ruby. I would edify the doctor as an emerald to the emerald. Why? The doctor, does she have all 4 gems inside of her?
Yes.
Sure does. So that means I ain't lying. That means I'm pointing out the fullness of who she is, right? But if I'm talking to a sapphire, I'm going to build respect in an understanding way where it makes her go, oh, I can't wait to meet this person. Oh, man, I'm so glad I'm not going to be around some stiff. Make sense? Okay, so in a real awesome working situation, this is how we would do that. Doctor comes over.
Doctors.
No, they don't trust doctors. Most people don't. And it's usually largely because of communication problems. That's it. It's all communication. So when the doctor comes and now she has this little clipboard, how would I, as a team player, and if we're playing to win in our doctor's office, what would I cue her on? A sapphire. Yes. So this is what this exchange would look like. Okay. All right. Come over here, actually. So everyone can see you. All right. And let's say that she's not a sapphire. Okay, Dr. Smith, just want to let you know that we have Sherry. Sorry. Okay. We have Sherry, and she's got a stomach ache, and she's like one of those fun, bubbly type people, and I just let her know just how fun you are and how amazing you are at helping people and how incredible you care about all of the patients. 10 seconds. I clue her in. Now she knows who's walking into her room. A sapphire is walking into the room, so how is she going to enter the room? Tell me what you would look like walking into the room. Turn around. Show everyone what you're going to look like when you come in to greet that sapphire.
I would see.
It goes right here.
Okay.
Come over here.
Okay.
Here we go.
I would say, oh, hi. Oh, you look lovely today. I just love your color. You know, this is an outfit that tells me you love to have fun. So let's try to have some fun today while I ask you these questions that you already answered.
Yes! 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 That's so perfect. This is what you do. That's awesome. Okay, so do you understand? Now there is this connection, right? Oh my gosh, my doctor loves me. My doctor is celebrating who I am. This doctor knows me. This is trust instantly.
Are you in Oregon?
Are you in Oregon? No, like, bummer. Okay, so there's trust that is built not because of her degrees. The trust is built because of that communication, because of that recognition, because she's pointing out what matters to this patient, to this prospect. That's where the connection is. Now, you can only imagine, after she has this experience that I'm meeting her as the receptionist and I'm edifying the doctor to what matters to the Sapphire, how does this woman feel about her doctor's office? She's going to tell everybody about this doctor. She's going to tell everybody on Facebook, on Instagram, probably not Twitter. I don't know that many Sapphires are on Twitter, but Instagram for sure. Sapphire Central. Ooh. She's going to Snapchat about this. She's going to Marco Polo her friends about this. She's actually going to Marco Polo straight from the doctor's office to have a tummy ache, but my doctor's awesome. Hey, everybody, can we do a selfie? That is all free advertising. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is all free advertising. That if the doctor wants, that if the patient wants to do a selfie with the doctor, like, hello, that face is being plastered over the place. Dr. Smith is so amazing. You shouldn't go anywhere else. She's the best. Do you understand? So can you see the process of the flow of referrals that happen for a business simply by what? Communicating to the gem what matters to the gem versus you being outside with yourself all the time, instead serving the people that are in front of you. That's servant leadership. That's loving your neighbor. Does that make sense? Thank you for being my placeholder. You're awesome. I'm going to have you just step over there because I might end up picking on you in a minute. Okay, so time to move on with the pearls. Actually, no. I'm going to wait on the pearls. I'm going to bring, I know she's been hiding behind you, but can you go stand over there? And then let's do the opposite. So we get this direct contrast. Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
Carter.
Carter. Nice to meet you. What's your last name, Carter?
Teets.
Spell that for me.
T-I-E-T-Z.
Nice. What is the bloodline for that?
German.
German. Have you done any of your ancestry?
Yeah, we've looked at a little. Turns out I'm Irish.
Oh. With a German last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's great. So where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio, what part?
Just south of Columbus.
South of Columbus. What do you like about living in Ohio?
I like having all four seasons.
You do? Tell me about that.
Well, my favorite's spring and winter. It's, you got the nice cold, because I like the cold, and then you go to spring, it's not too hot, like summer, which I'm not a fan of.
Really?
But yeah. It's nice.
Why do you not like the summer?
Because it's hot.
What does hot make you feel like?
Sweaty, nasty, unclean.
Sweaty, nasty, and unclean. Okay, so what do you do?
I'm a full-time, well, I'm a student.
You're a student. What's your favorite class?
Geometry.
Really? It's fabulous. Tell me why geometry is your favorite class.
It's so logical and... just makes sense. Everything lines up.
Everything lines up and it just makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite class?
Art. Yeah.
Tell me why art is your least favorite class.
Because I have the drawing skills of a four-year-old.
Why do you have the skills of a four-year-old in drawing?
I've just never worked on it.
Why?
I'm too busy doing math.
math would be your favorite subject. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Okay, so explain to me more about why art is not your, why you don't like it.
I don't know. It's just not, I can put a lot of my own taste into it, and it doesn't always work out. So, I mean, by the end of a math equation, you know you got the black or white answer. So with art... It's not always great.
So are you saying that art is not logical?
Well, it is, but... only for people who have worked on it enough for it to be. So, yeah.
That's awesome. We're going to pause. Okay. Great suggestion, Mom. All right, so question. What did you notice about this young man? Okay, grads, let's let the newbies talk. Huh? Very still, right? Hand in pocket, very professional. What else? Reserved. Direct and to the point. Single handshake. Boom. You notice that. Short answers. Did you notice the difference between these two personalities? Non-descriptive, but very detailed. I mean, he gave some very, you know, those are detailed answers. They're just not elaborate. Yeah, they're not abstract. They're just very black or white. Yes. What else did you notice? If he's not good at it, he's not interested in it, because a secondary is Ruby. That's a secondary Ruby right there. So art is stupid. And it's a waste of your time.
Those exact words have come out of my mouth.
I am not surprised. I am not surprised. Okay, let's look at some of the terminology that he used that in describing what he likes. What did he like? I have never in my life ever had that answer come to me, ever. I have never asked somebody, what do you like about what you do? And they say, I like geometry, ever in my life, ever. And that he says it's logical. How many of you sapphires completely disagree? There could be a great relationship with you and sapphires. You might make some good money doing some geometry homework. Or you could find a date by teaching some cute little damsel in distress who can't figure out her geometry homework. And it's a very painful, painful experience. And to have such a fine, nice-looking young man like yourself who has nothing but clean motives to teach her geometry. Okay. All right, so keep talking. Tell me what it is that you recognized in him, what you noticed. Yeah, black and white. Doesn't like things when they're not black and white. And art is not black and white. There is black and white art, but art is not black and white. Okay, what else? Say again. Yes, not too much facial expression. Actually trying to control the facial expression. So when he would catch himself in a smile and then retract. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like this. Huh? Okay, what else?
Rational and logical.
Motivated by efficiencies. He does have an end goal. Very serious. Say again. Oh, hot. I understand. That's an accent. Doesn't like to be hot. And why didn't he like to be hot? Unclean. It's illogical to be unclean. Okay. Okay. All right. So the suit makes sense. Yeah, he's very well dressed. He's well put together. He's not totally wrinkled, right? He's got great posture, doesn't he? Has great posture, but he's very stiff, firm, and I'd say firmly rooted to the center, like his center is rooted. Do you understand what I mean? Nice. Okay. All right. So an emerald, the way not to approach an emerald would look something like this. Hi! It's so good to see you, man! Wait, I'm so happy you're here! This is amazing! How you doing? I like your hair. So cool. It's a pretty cool tie, too. I like the green pennant. It looks good. That's awesome! Oh, this is fun! How you feeling?
A little spooked.
What else are you feeling?
Uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable? Why are you uncomfortable?
Who could guess?
Well, the Sapphires don't know why. Because they're like, I love her. Why are you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Why? I know, he's bright red. He's totally bright red. Okay. So approaching an emerald as a sapphire is not a wise thing to do. Makes them, as you said, what were the words?
Uncomfortable.
And spooked. Spooked, which means what does that do inside of you?
Makes your heart pump really fast and make you want to run.
Okay. So when you're approaching a sapphire, it's really important not to be a sapphire, but to approach them on how, and it's obvious. I mean, this is an obvious way that this young man is dressed. It's obvious in the way that he's very centered. He's like glued to the earth, right? He's very deliberate in the way that he talks. I don't know if you noticed his tone. What was his tone like? It's a single tone. Yep. Versus the sapphire, remember? Woo, like this. Okay, but the emerald is... Ting. Ting. The old typewriters that have the return. Ting. Okay. That's how they talk. So it's really super monotone. And with that monotone, that's how they like to be addressed, right? Which is how I addressed him when we first met, was I addressed you and I was speaking emerald to you, which is my natural language, and it's very simple for me to be able to do that. So I appreciate your smile. You have a great smile.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, with an emerald, what would you prefer? Buying a house, building a house, or starting in a new business?
Starting in a new business.
Okay. That means you. And you are my placeholder. You can just face them. This is my placeholder. Okay, so in a new business, let's just say that this particular business model, you're actually going to come either to a house that you're invited to, or you're going to come to a hotel that you were invited to come and take a look at a business opportunity, okay? And I'm the greeter, and maybe there's a table here, and there might be a registration, you know, form. You're going to put out your name, kind of like in the doctor's office. And we're basically going, you're going to ask for... What's your name?
Nephi.
Nephi. Can I get the microphone from over? That's not where it is. We can get the microphone over here. Nephi. Can I see how that's spelled? That is such a cool name.
Thank you.
I'm the white Mexican. For whoever was in Washington.
That's awesome. Blue eyes, too. Okay. So, that's awesome. Okay, so Nephi is the person who you have an appointment to see, okay? Now, for those of you that are in direct sales, and there's a couple of you, I want to give you a real quick tip on this. This is really, really important. Because how we greet, now again, listen to me. Edification is such an important key to great, successful businesses. It's also a really important key to great, successful families. Edification. It's very easy to not edify. What does it mean to edify? To build respect towards something or someone. It's very easy to not build respect to something or someone. It's very easy to say nothing. It's also easier to edify yourself, as most selfish, pompous, arrogant people do. We want to give our resume, and we want all the recognition for all of the accomplishments that we've made, but that doesn't make people trust you or want to work with you. But when you edify a brand and or a person that you're working with, this causes something to happen in the mind of the prospect, in this case, who's coming to look at a business opportunity. And what it does is it answers a number of things inside of them that we are actually all wired for. Wherever we go, we actually have these internal questions that are happening inside of us. Who are these people? What are they about? What is this about? If you are a contractor, that's what the prospect is wondering when they meet you. The real estate prospect is wondering, who are they? What are they about? What do they do? So you can answer these things about the character questions that all of us have inside of us. Is this a good person? Is this someone that I should trust? Why did I want so badly to go see my dad's doctor? Because I trusted him. Why did I trust him? I actually recommended my dad to that doctor. Why? Because my son Cade broke both collarbones. And when he broke these two collarbones, we went to a surgeon, as he was advised to. And the surgeon said this to him, okay, you're like 18 years old. I have a question for you. Do you have a path of construction for you ahead of you? Are you in construction? He says, no. Do you see yourself ever building homes or building anything? No. Are you of a profession that you're going to be lifting things over your head? No. Do you have plans of becoming a bodybuilder? No. So basically, you see yourself doing something that does not require you to be lifting and pulling really heavy things. No, I'm not. I'm currently a cook. And I like to write. Great. Well, what I'm going to tell you is that surgery for collarbones are not very successful. And unless you are in the profession that requires you to be doing this lifting stuff, that's the only reason why we would do it. But since that's not the path for your life, I wouldn't touch your collarbones. Which showed me that the doctor is not surgery happy. That he got to know my son enough and to find out what the interests of my son was and what the career path that he was heading on. And he made that determination based on that versus saying, well, yeah, this is busted. And he said, he says there's a 30% chance of success on a collarbone surgery. And it takes 3, sometimes 5. And I knew this to be true because my mom broke her collarbone 4 times. So I knew it, that she had to go in again and again. The screw always comes out. It just doesn't hold. The plate comes off. Just doesn't hold. So that's why I find this doctor that is not surgery happy on my 18-year-old son. Trust, relationship, his people skills. Do you understand? That's what made me recommend him. That's what made me go to him. And that's what made me hold out for him. Because there were 2 other doctors that were recommended too. I'm like, Father, please, 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 please. Make a hole, make a hole, make a hole. Let me get in there. Because I knew that if I needed surgery, I would need it. But if I didn't, he would tell me. Right? Versus, this is a quick 20 grand. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a quick 20 grand. Okay? So, it's really important to edify. It's really important to build respect to the brand and important to build respect to each other, to the coworkers. So he and I are working together. We're both independent distributors. What kind of a company do we work for or do we represent or wholesale for?
Solar Cells.
Okay, Solar Cells. What's that?
Solar. We help people get solar panels for
okay,
their homes.
Perfect. Okay,
in,
cool.
In Arizona.
Okay, cool. That's a good place to have solar panels.
Good place.
That's an easy sell. Okay, so versus Ohio. They never see the sun. Well, they see it a couple months out of the year. Sorry. 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 Texas, Arizona, we see the sun. Oh, Lord. Okay, so Las Vegas. So we direct sell solar panels. We're coworkers. We're independent distributors, okay? Let's say that we are having a business opportunity where other people can come in to learn how to become independent direct sales reps of solar panels, right? And so basically, we're competitors. We can be seen as competitors, right? However, if we don't see ourselves as competitors, but instead we work together as a team, I'm going to edify him to his prospect. I'm not going to be a fool and try to steal his prospect. I'm going to edify his prospect. And let me tell you why. And I see this happen in direct sales. I see it happen in real estate. I see it happen in construction. I see it happen in the medical field. People who try to steal other people's prospects, you will reap what you sow. No matter what you justify, no matter how you justify where you met them, how the relationship came together, bottom line, if you are taking business from some other person, you are going to reap what you sow. So I'm going to work together as a team with my other direct independent contractor as a direct seller. You're a prospect, okay? And you're coming into, in this case, it would be an office. Let's say it's an office, okay? And I'm the greeter. So you go ahead and tell me who you have an appointment with, and I will go ahead and address it from there. He's like, Nephi. Nephi LeBron?
LeBaron.
Okay, LeBaron.
Hi, I'm Carter. I'm here with an appointment for LeBaron.
LeBaron.
Mr. LeBaron.
What is your name?
Carter.
Dietz. Carter. Very nice to meet you. Can you spell your last name for me?
T-I-E-T-Z.
That's a great name. Where's it from?
It's German.
Wow, that's fabulous. Okay, how did you meet Mr. LeBaron?
I got him from personal referral.
You did. Well, Mr. LeBaron is quite an outstanding individual. He's incredibly efficient with everything that he does. I'm sure you'll enjoy being able to meet with him personally. Anyone that has the opportunity to work with him is generally very, very pleased. He's incredibly diligent. He's hardworking. He really has the knowledge that is necessary to make good and wise decisions. And he trains thoroughly anybody that gets a chance to work with him. So I'm excited for you to have that opportunity to work with him. So I'm going to take you over and introduce you to him. He's a very, very busy man. There's plenty of people that want to be able to work with such an individual as himself. So, yeah. So what do you do?
I'm a student.
You're a student. What's your favorite subject?
Math,
really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's fabulous. What do you like about math?
It's logical.
I like that. Come on over with me, and I will introduce you to Mr. LeBaron.
Okay.
Mr. LeBaron.
Hello.
Hi. Right here is the gentleman that you asked to meet with. He came. We had an appointment with you today. You spoke on the phone, Mr.
Okay.
Tietz.
Yes.
Which is German, by the way.
Nice.
His favorite subject is math. He likes logic.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Me too.
Yes. So now I have edified him to him. In his mind, what do you think about this guy before I even had the chance to meet him?
Very honorable and respectable.
He's honorable and he's respectable. Isn't that what we want the prospect to know? Is that trust? Even before he has a chance to meet him, there's trust that is already established because of the way that I positioned everything in marketing, everything in sales, everything in family is positioning. How I positioned him to him, I gave him the clue. This is why it's so important. This is why we harp on you guys about bringing your family here, bringing your coworkers here, bringing your customers here. Why? Because they learn how to do this, changes everything in business, changes everything in the family. So now I gave him the clue. This young man's favorite subject is math. He loves logic. Boom, take it away. Now did he know? Okay, I got it. This is an emerald I'm talking to. I'm going to speak emerald to the emerald. How am I going to speak emerald to the emerald? You're going to form him. You're going to repeat the exact words that the emerald spoke. Repeat the same exact words that the emerald spoke to you, and you have no problem with the language. It's when you translate in your own tongue is when you get in trouble. Do you understand? Let me tell you what translating in your own tongue looks and sounds like. Hey, this guy thinks math is awesome. It's like so much fun. He really gets a kick out of math, man. That's translating math into what? Sapphire. Okay, here's another one. This guy rocks at math. Like, I mean, he just rocks that thing. He's not afraid of it. He just gets in. He drives it hard. What did I just communicate about math? Ruby. This gentleman really enjoys math. He just feels really at peace with it. He has a really good understanding of it and just peacefully makes it happen.
Pearl.
Do you understand? So what we tend to do is that we hear what they say, but we translate it in our own tongue. Don't translate it in your tongue. When you're forming them, they're telling you exactly how to communicate to them. Okay? So which is why I use the word logic, because he used it. Not because I'm smart, just because he used it. I'm a parrot. Logic, 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 logic. Okay? That's all it is a parrot. Okay? All right, so I just showed you how to approach a sapphire, how not to approach a sapphire. I just taught you how to edify somebody else that's on the team or in the family in the language that this person understands. This is disarming. Do you understand? This disarms this process, makes them feel more comfortable, and you want to make people feel comfortable. When they feel comfortable, they feel special. When they feel special, they feel important. When they feel special and important, they trust you. And they trust the others that are in the organization. Does that make sense? Gentlemen, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, let's go for some Pearl. Let's go for some Pearl. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Oh, so good to see you. You look really beautiful in white.
Oh, thank you.
I know that this is like the most uncomfortable thing in the world to be holding right
My
now.
My best friend sent me up here.
She did? Well, is she still going to be your best friend?
I don't know either.
But you know what? You could write her name down and forgive her. Release her. Yes. Bless her. I promise this is not going to be all that uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay, you sure? Okay, can you tell your name for everybody for me?
I'm Melinda.
You don't have
Fedor.
To look at them or okay. anything if that makes you really uncomfortable. Okay, so tell me.
Melinda Fedor.
Did I have that on? Yeah. Yes. We just need it just a little closer to you now.
I'm Melinda Fedor. I'm from McMinnville, Tennessee.
Wow.
And you say it just like that, McMinnville.
McMinnville. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Is there a lot of trees around there?
A lot.
Really? What kind of trees are there?
Oaks, maples, Tennessee redbud, dogwood. I don't remember.
You don't remember the rest? That's awesome. Okay, so what do you like about being in Tennessee?
It's really beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a land of opportunity.
Tell me how.
Well, we moved from California, which was not a land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we raised all our kids in Tennessee, and it gave them an opportunity.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of... I'm really sorry. They're going to get very upset with me, and I'm going to get really...
Okay.
I know. Please forgive me. But what you have to say
this is really painful.
I know. Sorry. You can forgive her and me later.
Okay.
We can't hear you. You don't have to put it in your mouth, but if you want to just kind of rest it right here, you can. There we go. That's awesome. Okay. So what do you do?
I take care of newborns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Healthy?
Oh, yes, healthy.
Wow.
I go to their house and help the mom get used to having the baby and take care of it at night and... Yeah.
So you show up at night?
I show up for the whole couple weeks.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, tell me about the service.
Yeah, you know anybody?
Oh, my gosh.
Really? I go to their house and take care of the baby and help the mom get adjusted and learn how to nurse and whatever else she needs help with.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Wow. Wow. I wish I had you. That's amazing. So you literally stay with the family?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
That's incredible. What do you call that?
Infant care.
Infant care.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear.
Yes.
That's incredible. So like on the very first night you're there?
A lot of times, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just came back from someplace and she... the baby was about 2 weeks old, and they were desperate.
Mm-hmm.
So they liked me a lot.
Yeah. So what do you like about what you do?
I like being able to empower a mom.
Tell me how.
To give her confidence that this isn't so hard. She can do this, and she can do a great job at it. That it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
We're supposed to do that.
Amen. That's
yep.
awesome. Okay, sorry. What do you not like about it?
I don't like being away from home.
Yeah.
I miss my grandkids and my kids and my husband and my mom and my dogs and chickens.
How many chickens?
Seven.
Seven chickens. Good egg layers?
Right now they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
Wow.
My husband was going to eat them, but...
Your husband was going to eat the chickens? That's why
I convinced him to give them a couple more months.
That's good. Wow. Okay, so... I think we have enough information.
Okay.
Wow, she had me. I was on the verge of tears twice with her. Okay, where were you when I was delivering children out of my vajayjay?
I was delivering my own.
You were delivering your own, that's right. We're the same age. You wouldn't have been able to help me.
No.
How many kids do you have?
Six.
Six. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
How many babies have you helped? Mommies that you've helped?
I'm not really sure. I've been doing this about 12 years, so.
You've not counted?
No, and I don't even remember all their names, unfortunately.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so, time out. New people who are going to graduate in two more days. What have we noticed about this gem? Soft-spoken, very quiet. Yes. Peaceful, caring, very thoughtful. She did save the chickens. She did save the chickens. That's true. Seven of them. There were more. Did he eat them?
We all did.
We all did. Were they good or are they tough?
They were good.
They were good? Yeah. Okay. What else did you notice about this pearl? Say again. Yeah, she doesn't draw a lot of attention to herself, obviously. In fact, she wants to hide behind the whiteboard right now. Okay. What did you notice about her handshake? What did you notice about the handshake? Yes, we like to hug. We like to touch. Okay, because pearls really enjoy the personal touch. They like rubs. So like rubbing of the shoulder, rubbing of the back, this kind of thing is very important. Touch is a part of a love language oftentimes.
Okay.
Okay, what did you notice about her facial expressions? You were able to see them. You didn't see them.
Kind eyes.
Very kind eyes. Exactly. Very kind eyes. The rubies are about to jump out of their skin right now. Huh? I want the website. Seriously, every mom in this place needs that website, but then she'll never be home with her seven chickens, and the family's going to eat the chickens. There are more of you. Man, that's amazing. I don't know what movie. It's about this thing? That's amazing. That's an incredible business, man. I'm telling you what. Wow. That's incredible. Okay. Yeah. So what else did you notice? Very encouraging. Now, isn't it so interesting that she says she loves to empower women, right? She loves to empower women for them to know that they can do this. This is a very natural thing. Did you notice some of the terminology that she's using? Natural, service, help, beautiful. Huh? All the warm fuzzies.
That was my husband.
That was your husband. You know his voice, huh? Yeah. I'll smack him for you later. He's so cute. That's awesome. He's like, I'm right here. Go ahead. Okay. All right. So body language. What was her body language like? She didn't move very much, right? So she still is kind of in one place versus our sapphires kind of all over the place, right? A little bit more movement than an emerald, though, but it's more of a flowy kind of movement. And so what do I mean by that? These two, the sapphire and the pearl, it's almost as though there's a rhythm inside of them. And so do you sway a lot?
Yeah.
I love music.
You love music, yeah. So swaying, like a baby to sleep, you know what I mean? So swaying is something that, again, it's very natural to them. They move. It's almost like there's an ocean inside of them. There's a movement or a stream or something. Do you know what I mean? So flow is really important. Being totally constricted is not good around them. But there being some kind of flow is really important to them. Say what? She was tapping her foot. How funny. They're being watched. Okay. All right. So that pretty much concludes that. Let's talk about how not... Come closer with me. Let's talk about how not to approach this pearl. Okay? All right. We're going to talk about how not to approach a pearl. This is how not to do it, all right? Because I already showed you how to do it. I just showed you how to mirror this pearl. My body language became her body language. And it's not hard for me to do that because it's my secondary, right? So it's very natural for me to be here with her and to feel incredibly connected and to be emotionally moved by what she was sharing because those are similar interests that I have. You love to change lives, which is...
Yeah, I guess so.
What was that?
I guess I do.
What was that?
Okay, I guess I do.
How about I do?
I do.
There's not an I guess. You don't leave your family for 2 weeks to help change a mother's life into believing that she can do it unless you liked changing lives.
Yeah. I get paid for it, though. There's always another motivator.
No, but you get paid for it because a hire is worthy of their hire.
That's true.
You should be paid for it, right?
Yes.
Yes. If it was your daughter, no.
That's true.
But
although I watch my grandkids and she does pay me.
Good job, Mommy. You could put it in an account that sends them to college one day or whatever. Okay, so this is how not to approach a ruby. Ready? Pearl. Thank you. Somebody was listening. Thank God. Hi, how's it going? How you doing?
Great.
I'm Danny. Very nice to meet you. What's your name?
Melinda.
Melinda. Where are you from? Do you have a place? Do you live on...
It's none of your business.
Why do you want to tell me it's none of my business? Because, you know, we got things going on.
Yeah, you're in
so
space.
I'm in your space? You don't like me in your space. Really? That's how not to approach a pearl. How did it make you feel?
Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
Why do you feel uncomfortable?
You're in my space.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Maybe pressured, mm-hmm. backed into a corner.
Yeah. Exactly. Because the first time I met you, I was up in your space and we hugged.
Right.
But that was very different, wasn't it?
It was gentle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Versus... Her face did exactly what my face did. She like literally mirrored what my face did. Okay, so you do not approach a pearl as a ruby. What did she say? What were the words? I feel like I'm backed into a corner. I feel pressure. What does that cause you to do when you feel backed into a corner and you feel pressure?
Get defensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else?
Like, I want to go.
You want to run?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you trust me?
No.
Yep. Are you even going to trust me a week from now?
I don't think so.
Okay, so here's how to edify to a pearl. You have two options. You're building a house or you're buying a house.
Building.
Building. We're going to build a house.
How did you get that?
You have no choice. Sucks, doesn't it? It's okay. I'm going to buy a big house. Okay. Come over here, handsome. Just, I want you to be the Schneider. Why do I say shepherd? You're the placeholder. You are a shepherd. What are you talking about? You are a shepherd. Absolutely. Okay. So you come over here, and let's just say that, do you have an office or do you work from home?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes, perfect. I like those kinds of answers. Here's the microphone. And so we have the contractor, and let's say that I'm the receptionist and the bookkeeper and the one that does the inventory and does the buying, and right?
Right.
So, right? If it's a two-man show, hires the subs, organizes everything else.
There's other people.
There's other people. Yeah. But if we were a two-man show,
okay,
this is what that would look like. Okay, so she comes into the trailer or the office or the whatever, right? And you are inquiring about building a house.
Right.
And the name of the construction firm is?
The legit one, or do I get to make one up?
You can make one up.
JC Construction.
JC Construction. I like it. Okay, so it's JC Construction. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to call or do you want to come in?
I'm already here.
You're already here. So let's come in. Okay. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good. I'm Danny. What's your name?
Melinda.
Melinda, what can I do for you?
I am interested in building a house.
Okay.
Somewhere in the woods. I haven't found a spot yet.
Nice. Well, I just want to tell you that we have Mr. Snyder that is the owner of JC Construction, and this man is just really amazing. He really loves to hone in and figure out what really motivates and what really matters to our clients, and to make sure that that perfect house in the woods with all the peace of the breeze running through the windows and being able to smell everything that's outside on the inside as well. And he just really is wonderful and gentle and caring and really does care about the quality of work that he produces. Mm-hmm. And I think he's actually in his office right now. I can see if maybe I can have you meet him. Obviously, he's a well-sought-after contractor, so lots of people want to work with him because he's just so incredible to work with and has such a wonderful relationship with his clients and everything. So I will see if he's available if you'd like to meet him.
Okay, great.
Yeah? Awesome. How did you find out about us?
I was just driving by.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so happy that you stopped by today. How are you feeling?
Great.
Are you excited to meet the guy? Mm-hmm. Timing out?
Yeah, I am.
Tell me why.
Because he seems like he would be thorough and would listen to what I'm looking for.
Cool.
I know I'm supposed to say more.
No, you're not.
Okay, good. Because I can't think of anything else. So.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to bring her in, and I'm going to go in. I'll be right back. Can I get you some water?
I'm good.
Okay,
thank
cool.
you.
All right, so I would say, hey, do you have a few minutes?
Excuse me?
Do you have a few minutes?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You do? Okay, so we have somebody that just drove in. She's looking for a cabin to build out in the woods, and she just really likes earthy kind of things. So I'll bring her in to meet you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And your name was again?
Melinda.
Melinda. Nice to see you. Nice to have you here. Come with me, and we'll go ahead and meet Mr. Snyder. Mr. Snyder, this is Melinda. And she's actually looking perhaps at building a cabin out in the woods somewhere. Mm-hmm. So,
hi, Melinda. Very nice to meet you. So you like nature?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you thinking like a log cabin?
Maybe a little, not something big.
Okay.
Small.
Okay. So do you have a small family? Do you like to cater to your whole family or?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to pause right here. I'm going to put both of you out of your misery.
I'm trying to get the family angle.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Okay, so again, I just edified to the pearl, the pearl side of who this man is. So if we're working together, I'm tipping him off on who she is. Do you understand? So that he has, okay, here's a clue. I'm going to make sure that when I meet her, I'm not going to be like, hey, how's it going? Right? He's not going to be his self. He's going to serve this client to create a good first time experience that suits her. Do you understand? Versus trying to force her into liking him. He is going to lead with communication that simply just says, I'm safe for you to share what it is that you want to build. Make sense? Okay, cool. All right. You both can go back to your places. And then our final is our Ruby. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm Danny.
I'm Eric. Nice to meet you.
Eric, very nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Mm-hmm. Born and raised?
No, Indiana.
Indiana. How did you end up in Portland, Maine?
I had a burden for the people of Maine.
Really?
And so we relocated as a family to be missionaries.
Wow. Missionaries in Maine.
Yep.
That's interesting.
It's pretty rad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How long have you been doing that?
4 years.
4 years. What do you like about it?
I like the challenge of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I pastored a church in Indiana, and we were in the middle of an adoption, and the open door happened in Maine. So in the middle of the adoption, before we adopted our son, we moved to Maine, relocated, embedded ourselves, really became trusted by culture, went away to Columbia to pick up an 11-year-old boy, came back, replanted ourselves as a new family of five, got a job, bought a gym, pastor a church.
Nice. What do you not like about it?
The weight that it puts on my wife.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I mean, taking all those shots, you know, to bring her with me is difficult, but we slow down and compliment one another pretty well. She's an emerald and a pearl. So it's good.
Awesome.
Sometimes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
What else would you like to know about that? I could go on for a days. I could talk whatever you want to talk about. But I don't want to be a sapphire right now, so. No, we love it. Dang on it. What do you want me to talk about right now? The challenge of me being feeling awkward right now? I can get past that too. I don't want to keep talking right now because she's trying to make me talk. That's the rebellious side of me right now. No. I get it. Well, the price of the challenge is shut my mouth. Right? No. Dang it! Can't do it! I'm going to do it right now. Stare you down right now. She's winning so bad. It's killing me. Thank you for the challenge. You love it. Take it in. Take it in right now. I'm coming out of my bubble. It's all good. Sweating on my forehead that I don't have. I was made for this. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. The setups are killer. What would you like me to talk about right now? Because here's what I want to talk about. I wore this three-piece suit just to honor you, but it was against my nature to do that. It's killing me. I got roasting right now. My wife, man, I wish she was here. She would adore this moment.
I'll put you out of your misery. Yeah. I really appreciate how this entire thing just went.
You're
I'm gonna tell you why. No,
You're
I'm
welcome.
Gonna tell you why. Rubies, that's how you deal with rubies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Many of you didn't get what just happened. But I just showed you how to lead a ruby. Shut up. Exactly. Shut up and let them go. Shut up and let them go.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
You need to hear this because you need to because it's a challenge to you. I can't even say anything. You guys are killing me. So it doesn't matter what I say. But 4 months ago, somebody gave us free tickets to come to First Steps. And I wasn't going to come, right, because I'm a Ruby. And I didn't know that, though, but had been put in a box for 20 years of ministry. And so...
emasculated.
Killed. So every time I had a dream, it was shot down. Every time I went outside of the walls of the church, it was shut down. Every time that I tried to lead, it was shut down. So I sat over there as a Ruby, and when you said that a depressed Ruby is one without challenge, I just started weeping. So I want to thank you for that one, because that took me out of a box that I've been in for a long time.
Yep. Awesome. So let's talk about what we noticed about the Ruby.
What is the tone?
His overall tone of his entire presence. It's very confident. Assertive, commanding, rad. What? Huh? Oh. Hold on. Let me tell you something. It's not a bad thing. Listen to me. It's not a bad thing. He wired you for it. He. Mm-hmm. Man is intimidated by it, mm-hmm. but he wired you for it, mm-hmm. and it's okay.
Amen.
Guess what? You were created in
his image.
And what does he like? Attention.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He likes attention. He likes recognition. When the attention and the recognition drives us into unhealthy things and unhealthy places, that's when it's out of balance. But we were wired to get attention. All of us. All of us were wired for recognition. Different gems receive recognition in different ways. You see, you command the attention just by your very presence, just as he does. You know what happens when his presence is here, don't you?
Boom.
It commands our attention. Do you feel that?
Amen.
You've been told it's a bad thing.
That's why I wrote
your identity mm-hmm. has been cursed.
Absolutely.
By the church. But I say to you, my son, I celebrate that commanding presence, the warrior that's in you, the one that believes in your Father for all things, that nothing is impossible, that nothing, nothing, nothing at all. And the new thing, the new vision you have for the body of believers, that's done. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make the square peg of the church mm-hmm. be a round hole. Not going to happen, but you will create it outside of the building. Just as you are standing in this place and what is here.
Amen. A people, a presence, and a power.
Yes. Not in a church.
Nope.
Not in a church.
He ripped me right out.
Yes, he did. Me too. Misfits.
Can I say something else?
Sure.
Just to be mocked one more time. So the only thing I ever knew I was supposed to do was 14 years old. I was serving a woman that her husband just died in Georgia. And on the way home, I said, Lord, I'll give you whatever you want. It doesn't matter what it is. And he's like, you're going to preach the gospel for me for the rest of your life. So random people would come into my life and remind me of that in bigger ways and ways that would take my wife and my kids with me. We got to travel the world doing music and teaching. And somewhere along the way, you start lowering that bar.
Yes.
And so I wrote again today some of the things that I wanted was to make sure that I fulfilled what he told me to do is to preach the gospel to all nations. And that often means leaving behind what's been holding me back. So I love the bride, but I love the kingdom more.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah. Amen. So, he has a commanding presence, as rubies do, and it's very, very attractive. I love my ruby husband. Sexy. So sexy. What else did you notice? There's power in his voice. He likes to take control. And he did several times.
Ask for permission, though.
Not the first time. The last two times you asked for permission.
He felt uncomfortable without direction or control.
Yes. When he didn't know what the path was. What am I supposed to do? All right, I'm not waiting. I'm going to cut the path. Yeah, rubies like to be in control. It's where it's natural for them, is to be in control. Okay? So how do you work with a ruby? You let them feel like they are in control. You give them the opportunity to be what they are. And you celebrate what they are. Not try to control who they are and what they are. They have very strong opinions, very strong way about them. So on that note, they can stand to be more aware that their commanding presence can be intimidating by other people. Other people can be scared about that, as you saw with me with the pearl, right? Like, yeah. It can, like, just scare the bejeebies out of them and make them not trust you. And look at you. You are a man of the Most High, and your motives are correct, but sometimes our methods are not.
Absolutely.
When we're operating in our own personality and not honoring the other parts of God that each gem represents, because that's all it is. All four gems represent who he is. It is. All four gems clearly represent what he is. Order, love, peace, gentleness, kindness, right? Okay, passion and love. Do you understand? Strength, war, fun, inspiration, innovation, right? All of that is, all four gems represent the Creator. So each one of us represent that part of who he is. And each one of us have all of who he is in us. Yeah. It's just that certain parts of us are stronger than others. So each one of these have strengths and each one of these have weaknesses. So when you allow the ruby to be the ruby and you celebrate who that ruby is and you give them space to be that versus sit down, shut up, quiet down, you're too strong. There's a way to communicate these things to them only if they have an ear to hear. If they don't have an ear to hear, then they get hurt. Then they pull themselves way back when there's no understanding of what's being said. And something tells me as a child you were told these things too. Yeah, because as parents that didn't understand who you were created to be. Didn't understand who you were. And that's how that rolls.
Yep.
You need to be a good Christian boy, which means you're quiet and you don't win and you are emasculated. Don't be a man. Be a girl.
Yeah, it was more that I was the only one in my family that was pursuing Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't understand where I was at. And then I became self-righteous.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, really fun.
So my early 20s was the cracking of a self-righteous man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so you saw his body language, his facial expressions. Here's how not to approach a pearl. Ready? Sorry, here's how not. I keep giving my answer.
Yeah, I know.
Here's how not to approach a ruby. You ready? Hi.
How are you?
Fine. Fine.
If this ever happened, I'd just walk out. I'd just walk out.
How you feeling?
Oh, I don't even know. I feel like I should just pray for somebody or something like that, because they're tripping. They're tripping out right now. But I love you, Pearls.
But hurry up and say something. Spit it out. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Don't feel very comfortable.
No. But I also want to help.
Are you agitated? Come on. Don't give me your Christian answer.
No, oh, here we go.
Stop that nonsense. I know. Stop the religious words and tell me. Are you uncomfortable and do you want me to speed up? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Don't be politically correct.
Oh, okay.
And what church has taught you to say. Because it's a Pharisee. It's just full on pharisaical.
Yes, ma'am.
I know the right answer, but I don't feel the right answer. This is hypocritical. And it's a war within.
Yep.
So, yes, I'm uncomfortable. Yes, I want to speed this up. Yes, get on with it. Spit it out! Right?
Absolutely.
That's how it makes you feel, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So it doesn't put you in your strength now, does it?
No, it puts me on my heels.
Yes. What do you mean it puts you on your heels?
I don't want to be there. I don't want to do this. This is not something that's going to be easy for me.
Exactly. Now we have the truth. So pearls, you do not approach a ruby being the pearl. You have some ruby in you. And if you're going to live with the ruby, work with the ruby, you go ahead and have good eye contact, a firm handshake, and a smile that says, I believe in you. Because if you don't believe in you, you can believe in someone else. And they possess the strengths that you don't have. And you possess the strengths they don't have. So it's a perfect team effort. When you're not choosing to go, he doesn't talk to me the way that I should be talked to. That's called self-centeredness. That is not servant leadership. That's being a victim and wanting everyone to do things your way that feeds you. That is nonsense. So even a pearl can rise up, smile, look in the eyes, and say, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you also.
Make sense? Every one of us can do that no matter what our personality is, all right? So you're going to buy a house. And this is one of my favorite realtors.
She's good.
She's amazing. Okay, so come here. He's already ready to go meet her. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Let's go. Okay. All right. So is this helping any of you? Okay. Are your eyes like seeing things differently now? Are you seeing this, how this form is put together, making sense to you? Okay, cool. All right, so you're in the realtor office, you're coming in, you made a phone call, you found out in the city that you live in who is the best, who has the best track record, right? Mm-hmm. And you're coming in, it's time to meet the person.
Okay.
Okay? So again, we're both realtors, right? Which means we're competitors. We literally are competing for the same exact customer, we're competing for the same houses to list, we're competing for the same houses to sell. Okay, and that, by the way, is an amateur way of looking at business. Because that's what it is. They're independent contractors, just like the ones that are selling solar, just like the ones that are selling oils and travel services. They're all independent contractors. And it's those who, again, have this stupid mindset of, this one has to be mine, and we're trying to find a way to steal somebody else's customer, and or we're trying to put someone else down or make ourselves look better, building ourselves up. No, the way you play team. And what you hand out comes back to you. In this case, we're both independent contractors. My desk just happens to be right at the front. There is no receptionist. He walks in, Boom. He talked to Nakia on the phone. He's coming into the office because they have an appointment. Walk in that door, and I'm the first face you see.
Perfect.
Yes.
So you want me to start?
You're going to...
I didn't know if you want me to start.
You're going to start, and you're going to ask for Nakia.
Hey, can I have Nakia, please?
Yeah. Hi, what's your name?
Eric.
Eric. Nice to meet you. I'm Danny. Now, how did you hear about Nakia?
I heard she's the best.
Yes, she absolutely is the best.
Yeah, she said she'd get what I wanted.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. So what specifically are you looking for?
We're looking for something that's on the edge of the city but still has woods, proximity to lakes, and also proximity to downtown metro area.
That's nice. You said we.
My wife and I and our three kids.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so
much.
How
old is the oldest?
15, 14, 13.
Whoa, you don't look old enough for that. That's amazing.
It's a secret. No hair keeps you young.
That's really, really good. I love it. That's amazing. It sounds like you know exactly what you want. Let me go ahead and run and get Nakia for you.
Thank you so much.
Eric, very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
I want you to know that you couldn't be working with somebody better. Nakia is incredible. And boy, if there's something to find, she's the one that finds it, and she finds it fast. And she makes sure that she gets the best possible deal for all of her clients. She's extremely hardworking. There's no small wonder why she has a bunch of these awards here on this wall. So she's really, really, truly the right person for you to be working with.
That's what we need.
So, yeah. Okay, so sit, have a seat. Would you like some water, beer, wine?
I'm working. I should have some water.
You should have some water? Okay, I'm going to grab you some water, and I'm going to grab Nakia for you also.
Thank you so much.
All right. I can't. I love this woman. I do. We spent a lot of time together in Israel. Yes.
You traded for my boot. I didn't know you really wanted
one. I know. Girlfriend. She had one.
Last year.
Last year, same time. That's right. Really? How am I doing?
You're doing great.
How am I doing?
Awesome. Oh, you got a little pump thing and everything.
I got the pump thing and the whole deal.
Okay. Get it.
Okay. So I would come to Nakia and say, Eric is here. Here's your appointment. He said that he's looking for a house, the perfect house. I told him, you're the best one to work with. He's looking for close to metro, but in the woods, and not too far from the city, and not too close to the woods. Just a place for him and his family of five. Three kids, 15. Obviously, he must have a beautiful wife, as he's a great-looking guy. Okay.
Awesome.
All right, so I'll bring him out to you. And this is what I would do. Okay. Connect the two together. I let her know. What were the keywords that told you this was a ruby?
Specific about what he wanted, and wanted to provide for his wife, and the specifics about the woods and the lake and the
he wants
proximity
it all.
To the, yeah.
I want it all. I want to be by the water. I want to be by the mountains. I want
and
to
the
be,
city.
And the city.
Yeah,
like that.
That's where I live.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that's where he lives. Okay, so that's how I would do it. So could you imagine? Listen to this. I'm edifying his realtor to him. How does he feel? How do you feel about her? Without even having any time with her.
Oh, you knew my interests and you gave me the best. And you helped my times because I don't have much time. So, all three matter.
So are you in the right hands?
Absolutely.
You're not going to go look for somebody else?
No, I don't need to.
That's right. That's right. He don't need to go nowhere else. Why? Because he got the best. Why does that matter? Because he's a ruby. That's why it matters. And if I didn't say this about her, what does he think he has? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. So he's going to search. Do you understand? So I just aided in the brand having more success. I just also said I told him that you were the best person to work with. How does that make my fellow agent feel?
Appreciated.
Appreciated. Honored. Okay. Not only that. What will she then perhaps say about me?
Same thing.
Right? Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is showing teamwork. She's not like, okay, is Danny going to steal someone from me? Can't trust that agent. Do you understand what I'm saying? Agents do that kind of crap. No joke. They literally do that kind of crap. They can be very territorial, just like network marketers, just like contractors. People can be totally territorial. So fact is that if you create this kind of teamwork through edification and edifying back and forth with each other, what happens when she happens to be at the door, someone walks in and they're looking for me? Right? What happens?
I'm going to edify you.
She's going to edify me. So if the whole team in the office is edifying each other, what do we have? We have a winning team. That's a win-win equation. That's how we get what? Referrals. That's how we help the customer, and this customer specifically, to feel like he's being served very quickly. He's like, awesome. Checked off the list. I found the agent that's for me. He doesn't even know why he feels that way. He doesn't even know why he feels that way. He just knows, bam, done. Task finished. On to the next one. Make sense? Okay, cool. Yay. Give everybody a hand. Go back to their seats. You're done. Thank you. Okay. There's one more place that edification needs to happen, and it needs to happen regularly, and that's in your homes. Edification needs to happen in your homes, and it needs to happen regularly. Let's take a 15-minute bathroom break. We're going to have an exercise. It's going to help this seal for you in an exercise where you're going to practice speaking and hearing the gems that are going to be in your circle. So go to the bathroom, take 15 minutes, and then come back, okay? I'll see you in 15. All right, let's kick off this next exercise that is clearly going to help everything that you just witnessed on stage. It is going to have you activate what you saw. So basically, you're going to be doing what you watched me do, all right? So I demonstrated how to mirror a gem. I demonstrated how to form each gem. I demonstrated how to listen and discover who they were. And I also demonstrated how to speak their language right back to them, okay? So now you're going to put into practice what you just witnessed, okay? Now, you've actually watched me do this at your very first steps to success. You watch me do this every single time you and I are together. In the beginning, it's very disjointed. Do you understand? It's just like learning a new language, right? How many of you have learned a new language before? Okay, don't you feel like really weird when you're learning a new language and you feel it's like so awkward and you feel kind of embarrassed? Right? Let me ask, how many of you have ever learned a new hard skill before? Something that's challenging, really, really difficult, and right? And you feel like a dork. You feel totally retarded. How many Rubies have ever learned something really hard that you weren't good at before? Okay, cool. That's what this is going to be. That's what this is going to be, okay? For all of us, okay? So what I want to encourage you with is that you now see, I don't even really have to think much about it anymore. Do you understand? I don't have to think much about who I'm talking to anymore. I don't have to think much about speaking their language anymore. Why? Because now it's much more natural. Today, please tell me if I'm showing anything I shouldn't be showing. Just, you know, I want to tuck it in the boot. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm really like, there we go. I'm all covered, right? Okay, cool. I apologize. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable or want to throw up or something. I don't know. Anyway, all the bruises are under the boot. They're disgusting. I know some of you want to see the war wounds. No. Okay. Anyway, so just know that throughout this whole weekend, you're going to feel a little bit disjointed, all right? And the more disjointed you feel, it's good. It's a good thing. That means you're growing. That means that hard soil is getting cracked. Okay? That means that what do you call that? That hoe is breaking that ground, and I promise you, you're going to feel better. How many of you remember when you first started to learn to drive? Okay? Remember that? Freaking scary. Really scary the very first time behind the wheel. But now you text and drive at the same time, risking your life and everybody else's life around you. Yeah, right? Okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in groups of four. All right. Now this is going to take a team effort. In order for this to be done really efficiently, in order for us to have the most amount of fun, in order for us to be able to help everybody succeed and climb to the top of all the charts and blast out the records and become the number one recommended at what we do, we're going to have to work together as a team. Okay. We're going to have to work together as a team. So, What I want the people who have the handouts to do is I want you to pass out the listening, which is behind tab 2, and I want you to pass out the homework assignment behind tab 4, which is how to get others to want to work with you. Tonight, when we take a lunch dinner break for an hour and a half, you're going to have this assignment. It's a two-sided assignment. Ignore it for right now. I'm not going to give you instructions on this right now, okay? Ignore it. It's a very helpful exercise for you to do on your own. It's a self-evaluation to see how are you doing with getting people to like you versus the other side, how to get others to reject you. So it's a really simple thing. Stay away from the back of the paper, and you'll do really well at getting people to follow you. Okay, so it literally is a serious roadmap, all right? And they're simple things, and it's all about honor. Now, you're going to learn right now another level of honor. You're going to learn a skill set that absolutely changed my whole life 29 years ago. This right here dramatically changed my life. And one other exercise that I'm going to have you work through tomorrow really brought me up to a leadership level. These two things are very, very powerful and very important. This exercise is going to drive gems and a deeper understanding of it in you, deeper understanding of who your spouse and your children are and who your coworkers are, all right? And how to close deals. This right here is going to help you close deals. This right here that we're about to do is going to make you a hotshot closer. You're going to get so much more done. You're going to get elevated to a high level of leadership. You're going to help so many more people. It'll blow your mind. And it is a fun exercise to do, okay? So please follow carefully along with me. What we're going to do is we're going to turn around the chairs, the first, the third, the fifth, the seventh, the ninth, the 11th, whatever, I can't count past that, rows. So just like we do at First Steps, now listen carefully. Can all of you look at me? Wave at me that I have your attention. Okay, awesome. Listen to me. This weekend, for the rest of the weekend, we're going to be turning our chairs around a lot. Every couple of hours, we're going to turn our chairs and face the people behind us, and then we're going to turn them back around again, okay? Just deal with it. Suck it up and grow up and deal with it, okay? This is where you get to practice honor by not complaining about something stupid. Number two, this is where you get to practice honor by doing what the sapphire does in this situation that doesn't call it rain, but calls it splashes of joy. We can all learn from that. We can all learn from that. So we can either position our mind to go, this is such a pain in the, come on, Emeralds. Such a pain in the butt. Why? There should be a better way to do this. Danny, there's got to be another way. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to calculate a better way to do this. Have fun. I've been doing this for 27 years. The first Creating a Dynasty was December 7th, 27 years ago. Tens of thousands of lives have been changed through this. Where's your stack? I promise you, this one exercise is going to save someone's marriage in this room. It's going to save your kid from committing suicide. This one exercise is going to keep that hot employee that should be in your office with you. This one exercise is going to help for you to draw the great talent and leadership that is already around you that you can't even see. You have power all around you. You have a powerful team, whether it's your family, your contacts, or your coworkers, the ones that drive you crazy. But because we have potatoes in our ears and cement in our head, we cannot see, recognize, hear, or understand that they're even there. This exercise has the potential to create several millionaires in this room if you use this wisely. This one exercise. If all I ever got out of all of my training was this exercise, this had everything to do with me making millions of dollars. Everything. And most of you in this room think you're already good at this. And let me tell you how I know you're not. Your bank account. This controls the harmony in your home. This controls the peace in your home. This controls the innovation and the ideas flowing at work and at home. This helps you create something that nails it, that you nail it in the marketplace. This one thing right here. And I want you to walk into this exercise assuming you suck at it. Because if you get real with yourself and you master this one thing alone, your income will never see five figures ever again. It will see six figures and above, seven figures, eight figures. That's what it's going to see. And this really is the cornerstone skill set right here. Gems is nothing without this. Nothing. So guard your mouth, emeralds, and your mind that you want to complain that we're going to turn chairs around, that it's too tight, I'm not comfortable. This isn't about you, emeralds. Put your mind in learning. Rubies, don't assume you're good at this. Assume you suck at it. Because that which you think you're good at, you will never master. And if you don't master this, you can kiss your million-dollar income goodbye. And I'm not kidding you. This one thing right here is the thing that I will tell you out of all the millionaires and billionaires I've had the chance to work with, do deals with, or observe, they all possess this skill at a very high level. Very high level. And people who end up divorced do not possess this skill. People who end up with toxic relationships do not possess this skill. There literally is a common denominator between toxic and poverty, poverty of spirit, mind, emotion, poverty of communication, poverty in relationship, and poverty of finances. And this, right here. Richness and wealth of relationships, depth of intimacy comes from this skill. So go at this with everything you got. And go home and practice it with the people you work with and the people you live with. Go home and practice it. And you will rise so high, so fast. Go touch the rows that need to turn. Do this in silence for me, please. You're going to want to complain because you're not going to be able to see my ugly foot while I'm talking to some of you who are going to be having your back towards me. Get over it. Get over it. We are big girls and big boys. We can handle this. The power of the experience is much more important than turning of chairs. Next is that we need to make sure, for the sake of the team, moving together and growing together, because that's what we are. We are a team and we're a family in this room with the same Father. So to help all of us succeed, I want to make sure that every chair is taken. If you look down your row and there's not a seat taken, what I need everyone to do is squeeze towards the center and there will be ends that will be empty. So if there's any empty seats, I want them to be on the very edges. As people are coming in, we seat them on the edges so it doesn't disrupt anything. So if look down your row. If there's any empty seats, everyone squeeze. So it means everyone gets off their butt and they slide a seat in, however many seats it need to be sat in. Okay. Now, let's follow directions. Pearls, you're not going to want to do this exercise, part of this exercise, okay? Listen to me. Remember, we're learning a new skill, and when we learn a new skill, we are going to be uncomfortable. Welcome the uncomfort. Do you hear me? Emeralds, you're going to want to do this right. I don't want you to focus on doing it right, because then you'll miss the learning if you're focused too hard on trying to do it right. Are you hearing me? Rubies, you're going to want to do this fast. And Rubies, you're going to be listening to people that you are not interested in. And there's going to be something flying off in your head like, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? This doesn't apply to me. This doesn't apply to me. You tell that sucker to shut up. Because that is self-centeredness. Do you hear me? That is self-centeredness's voice. That's not who you are. Because a Ruby is a leader, and a leader must learn who is around them and to mine the talent that is around them in order to build a team Sapphires, this is going to be a challenge for you because this exercise requires you to shut up. Here's the instructions. Some of you, you're going to have to crink your neck a little bit. Look on the board. You see numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Some of you cannot see it, but let me show it. Get in there. Okay. So we're starting from the center, okay? Center aisle, the edge of the aisle, raise your hands. Okay, perfect. That center, so if your back is towards me and you're on the aisle, you're number one. Number one, raise your hand. Okay, now look. Now what I want you guys to do is to get into groups of four. We're going to start from the edges here and work our way out. And we start from the inside over there. So wing, raise your hand at me. Wing. Okay, you're the wing. So the edge is where right here is. Okay, so put your hands in, create a group of four. One for all and all for one. Four. Keep your fists together. Look down and make sure that it's all even. You guys are all set? Awesome. Next, you can let go. Awesome. So now when you see this, person number one, raise your hand. Okay, there we go. Good job. Good job. Good job. Okay? Person number one, keep your hand up. All the person number ones in each group of four. Person number twos, raise your hand. That's next to number one, okay? Person number three is across from number two. Raise your hand. Person number four is next to number three. Let's do it again. On your mark, get set. Number one, number two, number three, number four. Awesome. Shh. One more time. Number one, two, three, four. Good job. All right, you got it. Say what? I'm just going to forget about it. Okay, so now, listen carefully. Person number one is going to go first. They have 2 minutes to talk about themselves. They're going to use section one, where there are 10 subjects to talk about. This is basically form. In these 10 lines. Do you understand? So, hi, my name is, I'm from such and such. What I do for a living is, do you understand? So person number one has 2 minutes. There's going to be a 2-minute bell. When you hear this bell, that means person number one shuts up, even if you're in the middle of a sentence. Quiet. Because as soon as that bell rings, it's person number two's turn to speak for 2 minutes. Here's the rules of engagement. I want you to pretend that you are sitting with somebody that you admire greatly, that you wished you had the chance to learn from for 2 minutes. It could be somebody that is past already. It could be a spiritual figure. It could be a business figure. I want you to imagine that you are sitting in a circle with three individuals. If Abe Lincoln is the person you wish you could sit down and ask questions from for 2 minutes, do you hear what I'm saying? That you have the opportunity to hear and listen to someone that you greatly admire. I want you to show the ultimate amount of honor. And tell me, what does honor look like when it's listening? Eye contact. What else? Leaning forward. When you nod, smiling encourages people to talk. When you're nodding, it says, I hear you. I'm hearing you. I'm listening to you. Eye contact says, I'm interested in what you're saying. Remember, we talked about these things at First Steps to Success. How many of you have had people say to you, you're not listening to me? Guess what? They were right. They were right. What I also encourage you to do, because 93% of all communication is, so is there a way to listen non-verbally? Pay attention to the gem that you're listening to and listen in their gem. If a pearl is talking, how will you listen? With intense ruby eyes, interrogative forehead of an emerald? No. Overbubbling? No. Listen to the pearl, how the pearl needs to be heard. Does that make sense? That's honor. That's absolute honor. Okay, so each person is going to talk for 2 minutes. Unless, of course, Mrs. Trump, you keep distracting the people in your group. That's her. Exactly. Stop distracting your group. Each person has 2 minutes to talk. What I want those of you who are listening to do is this. Listen. Don't say me too. Don't say, oh, that's great. Do not say a word. Not a single word. After the two-minute bell, after the two-minute bell, there will be a, is it 20 seconds? Sorry. Yes, 20 seconds. There will be 20 seconds for you to write down in section two what you admired about the person that just finished talking. Okay? So, two-minute bell, then there's a 20-second bell. So as soon as person number one is done, as soon as the bell rings, person number one is done talking, now you write down three things you admire about what they just said or about that person. Now, let me stretch you. Think in terms of what matters to them. A ruby can look at another ruby and go, okay, yeah, that guy's pretty cool. I like this, that, and that. But if it doesn't matter to them, it doesn't really matter. So think about what matters to them, and that be perhaps, if you want to stretch yourself, if you want to go further, okay? If you don't want to go further, don't worry about it. Just write down three things that you admire about that person, okay? It might be like, too much, and that's okay. So, two-minute bell, you talk, you need, by the way, you need to talk for the entire 2 minutes. And by the way, you can't talk more than 2 minutes. You need to talk for the entire 2 minutes. Don't talk more than 2 minutes. You're going to write down three things that you admire about each person. The bell's going to ring again. Now it's person number two. Bell's going to ring again. Write down three things you admire. Bell's going to ring again. Now it's person number three. Are we all clear? Okay, on your mark, get set, go. Smile while you're talking. Smile while you're talking. Smile while you're talking. Smile while you're listening. Writing down three things you admire about the person that just finished talking. Next, person number one, raise your hand, please. You are the first receiver. What's going to happen now is person number two, raise your hand. You're the first giver. Person number two is going to give basically words of encouragement by sharing what you admired about person number one. Every 45 seconds, a bell's going to go off. So person number two is the first giver. Person number one is the first receiver. Now listen carefully, I'm changing something for you grads, so don't assume anything right now. So person number two is the first giver. They're going to give the words of admiration. This is what I admire about you, okay? The bell's going to ring, then person number three is the second giver. They're going to give the three words of adoration, what I admired about you. Bell rings. Person number four gives to person number one. Person number one is going to receive a minimum of 3 words of admiration. Is this good seed or bad seed? Good seed. Is this seed you want to receive? Yes. Can you go your entire life without ever hearing words like this? Absolutely, people do. People go their entire life, sadly. But is it healthy? No, it's not healthy. We live with people and we never stop to say, this is what I admire about you. We work with people and we don't stop. For what? 45 freaking seconds. 45 seconds to say, you know what I admire about you? It is water on a dry desert that brings life. 45 seconds. I've seen this save lives. Save marriages. So right now, number one is the first receiver. Don't go past the 45 seconds. You must talk for the first 45 seconds. Person, the receiving, I want you to write down with your own hands because I want you to own this. Listen, you're going to write down in section 3 what these people have said about you. You are not to judge it or say they don't know who I am. They don't know my sin. They don't know my failures. They don't know my mistakes. They don't know that I cheated on my wife or I cheated on my husband. They don't know that I hurt somebody. They don't know that I scream at my kid. They don't know that I have this drug problem. No. Your job is not to justify away these words of admiration. Your job is to receive new seed for what? A new what? A whole new orchard. Your job is to voluntarily go, they're giving it, I'm receiving it. I receive that. I receive that. And that's what I want you to say. I receive that, and I want you to write it down. I want you to own it. I own this. I receive this. I receive this. I receive this. I want you to take it and say, thank you. I receive that. Okay? Because you learned this morning that voluntary and an involuntary seed has been planted in you, right? And you have seen the fruit in your life because of that seed that's been planted. For the next 2 days and one night that we have left together, you're going to have seed presented to you. And you're going to make the choice to partake of it inside of this soil, or you're going to make the choice to reject it. I say the good seed, take it on. It changed my life. Take it on. It will change yours. Person number one, you're the first receiver. It's going to go around the circle when the 3 bells ring at 45 seconds. And then person number two, you're the next receiver. Okay? You read the receiver, writes down in section 3 what these people have spoken to you. Do not pass the paper prior grads from Dynasty. There's no scribe in this section. You are going to write it down. You're going to own it. You're going to receive it. Go. Okay, person number two, raise your hands. Cool. You are going to be the next receiver. We're still going to go around the circle the way that we were. Here, let me give you a couple of tips in eye contact and receiving it. Thank you. I receive that. 30 years ago, I could not receive a single compliment, a single word of encouragement, not a single one. I rejected anything good that anyone would ever say about me. So I know there's some of you wrestling with this right now, but you want to break that hard ground, remember? So just follow along. Thank you. Thank you, I receive that. Thank you, I receive that. And I want you to write down what's being said. For those of you communicating, eye contact and smile. You're giving life to somebody right now. You're putting water. Water is life. It's like water on a desert. Go ahead and do it now. Okay. We are done with that. Turn the paper over, please, and take a couple of minutes to answer these six questions. Okay, now, person number one, you're going to have 2 minutes to share what you gained out of this experience. You can use the questions as guide if you want, but I want you to spend 2 minutes talking, and I want the rest of the group to practice listening, practice honor, smile, eye contact, right? Listening in the gem of the person who is talking, encouraging them to talk. This stuff, when you do it enough, becomes a habit. Do you understand? So the habit of not listening is just a habit that you formed of not listening. You can form a habit of listening. So let's go ahead and person number one, 2 minutes. The bell's going to ring. You need to talk for the entire 2 minutes. And then person number two, number three, number four. Go. Stop. Wow. You're awesome. I am so happy I'm going to say this. Okay. Earlier we talked about owning it, right? Many of us have a tendency of talking in terms of us and them, or you and them. And many of you are doing that right now. Well, I think you could do really well if you learn the skill of listening. You're not owning it. I asked for you to share what you learned. I'm not asking for you to teach or for you to suggest or for you to tell somebody what they should get out of this. Does that make sense? So let me tell you something, especially my rubies. Rubies, when they talk and when we're learning to have higher levels of leadership, before we reach in that place, we have a tendency of talking that if we discovered something, we think everyone else should know it too. Right? What'd you say?
I'm so glad you're first.
I'm telling you, God told me to sit right here. It was a beautiful thing. No, this is so beautiful because I actually discovered this in my office and I completely forgot about it. So, and it's not just rubies. It's not just rubies, but rubies definitely have a struggle in this place. And rubies have a hard time being heard because of it.
Good point. Very good point.
They're not being heard because everyone feels like you're always trying to teach me something. You're always trying to tell me what to do. And there's not a lot of trust with you and your team or your family. And the reason why, and again, scratch the ruby thing. Emeralds have the same problem. They really do. In fact, everyone has the same problem. That has to go through my head. But what I'm saying, I'm talking in terms of leadership, okay? So in a leadership role, that when you've discovered something, it's important for you to own it. Because it's in the owning it that people trust you, and that is actually humility.
That's true.
When you deflect it, when you deflect what you just discovered about yourself, and you deflect it on you, the you in parentheses, you're not owning it. You're not showing humility. You're showing, I have one up on you. So I want you to say, all of you, let me ask you a question. How many of you just finished hearing somebody say you? I think if you learn the skill of learning, then you get to, and then you will, and then other people will. How many of you heard this? Who else heard? Come on, in your circle, how many of you don't even know if you heard it? You don't even know. You don't even know. Okay? Listen to me. There's something so powerful in owning it, because when you own it, you really get it. And when you say, man, I discovered that I suck at learning. This is like, what? Now you have my ear. I just found out that I thought I was good at something that I really have a lot of work still to do. And I found myself impatient going through that exercise listening to people talk. And I got to fix this. Because I can see that my wife feels like she can't hear me. And I see now that my kids probably feel like I don't hear them. And that's not my heart. That's not what I want to communicate to my family. Can you see the difference? That's leadership. That's owning what I just learned, owning what I just found out about myself that I'm going to fix. You see, if you deflect it, you don't have to fix it. If you deflect it, it's not a confession. What does it say? Confess and be healed. Confess and be healed. So own it. So when you talk about this, no, it's you're confessing. I discovered that I need work in this area. I discovered that I will be able to close many more deals as I master this one thing right here. I discovered that I might be able to solve problems much faster and easier if I get good at this. Can you see the difference? Go. Do you have anybody that maybe you should make a phone call to today? That might be here that you need to say something to about the dishonor from not listening and the commitment. And again, it's owning it. I sat in a circle where I got to hear people express how it feels to not be listened to. And wow, like all the different perceptions that happens just with four people. Just with four people to hear four different perceptions. Guess what? How many of you communicate with more than four people? When you go home, or even tonight, when you go to confess, I've screwed up. Please forgive me. Look, we're loosening the soil. Don't harden the soil again by not taking personal responsibility and owning it. Do you understand what I mean? You want to, as soon as you see something, own it. Right away. Don't let a day go by. Just own it right away. Just like, I screwed that up. The faster you get with owning it quickly, instead of defending, you see, defense is hardness of heart. Defending yourself, defending your position, justifying your position is a hardness of heart. That hardness of heart is closed-minded, unteachable, leads to failure. Failure in every area of your life. But when you own it quickly, like, I screwed this up. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I have to work on this. Please help me. The next time I don't listen to you, please call me out on it because it's wrong. It's wrong and I don't want to make you feel this way. I don't want to be that person that does this to you. Okay? So when you go to do this at work, and at home, I want you to hear how your children feel when you don't listen to them. I want them to share those words because you need to hear those words. Do you know why you need to hear the words? Yes. Because when you hear those words, it's going to pierce your heart. And when that pierces your heart, that will be the reminder to do better next time. Yeah. Do you understand? That when you go home and you talk to your spouse, or tonight if your spouse is here, and you have a discussion, I want to hear from you. Tell me, when I don't listen to you, tell me how it feels. Tell me how it feels. You want to hear how it feels so you can see the look on the face, so you can experience it as a reminder, I don't want to do this anymore. I need to change this. Because in your orchard is neglect. The neglect of being heard. And people who haven't been heard, they fight hard to be heard and they never feel heard. They repeat themselves again and again and again and again, and they still feel like no one is listening. When you feel like no one is listening, you feel the word that he used earlier, alone. It's the greatest fear of all human beings, is being alone. You will elevate yourself into very high levels of leadership by mastering this one skill. You'll bring healing into all of your relationships by this one skill. You will open the door to great innovation in business by this one skill. You will be able to solve problems very fast with much less emotion by possessing this one skill. You will be able to disarm fights, tension, toxic communication by possessing this one skill. So how many of you have some people to make it right with? Then I charge you now as your sister and your friend who grew up in an orchard just like yours. Just like yours. I was ignored, not listened to, not heard. And it hurts. I then had a marriage where I felt not listened to. Part of that is I brought that into my marriage. The little girl came with Danny of not being heard and being neglected. And I produced a marriage of not being heard and being neglected. And I married a man who was not heard and not cared for. I married a man that was neglected. So you have two neglected people coming together. What does it create? Wars. So own it. Be the one to step up. And if your spouse or your child is here, go upstairs. Be with each other and say, I want to hear what you had to say. I want you to tell me how it feels when I don't listen. I want to hear how it feels when I'm on my phone. I'm staring off into space, and I got 10,000 things going through my mind. Because right now I got to make it right with you. And I'm not going to promise that tomorrow I'm going to be perfect, but I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. Good job, team. We're going to have an hour and a half break for dinner. You're going to come back, and we're going to attack the roots together. That thing I gave you, it's optional. You can use it or you don't have to. The choice is yours. Hour and a half. Meet me back here. Be casually dressed. Dress down. Get comfortable. Bring your notepads and I'll see you in an hour and a half.
That'll be 7:45.
It's 7:45.
The doors will open at 7:30.